This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
For 76 years, the Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Gothney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Gothney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Gothney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Gothney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Gothney. Our family has you covered.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Up to bat, making his major league debut, the Frisch's big boy slider. First pitch, here's a fly ball, going, and that's a home run for Frisch's. Big boy sliders are made with full-size, fresh, never-frozen beef patties, caramelized onions, cheese, tartar sauce, lettuce, and pickles. Or go spicy with Rosie's Red Hot Sliders with spicy tartar sauce and pepper jack cheese. Try the Big Boy Slider 2-pack combo with fries and a drink for just $7.99.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Go! good! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score too with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards, who received the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train
as a CSX flies through Booster Field. Sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Oddie, offensive backfield, looking to go to work. Outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Oddie.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't
know. Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3-11. 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That was impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach.
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.99999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on a sunny, warm night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. The Sydney Yellow Jackets play host to the Tippecanoe Red Devils. Sydney 0-1 on the year, Tippecanoe 1-0. Red Devils knocked off Bellbrook last week, 14-10, in a game played at Vandalia Butler while Tippecanoe's home stands become renovated. Sydney was beaten by Bell Fountain by a final score of 43-13, a loaded Bell Fountain club. We'll hear from both head coaches, 12-year man Adam Dungis at Sydney, fourth-year head coach Matt Burbacher at Tippecanoe in just a few minutes. Not a real good first half by Sydney last week against Bell Fountain. You needed to start well against a team that's that good. Right. Sydney didn't. Got far behind, played a better second half, and dropped the opener. Bell Fountain, highly skilled, extremely talented quarterback and running back, as good a pair as there might be in the area, Chuck.
Yeah, both Division I football players going off to college. But for Sydney tonight, they got two things they got to do, and both of them start with the line. On the offensive line, they got to move tip. They got to be able to run the football.
Yep.
And on the other side, they got to stop Tip's run, because Tip's going to run the ball. You know they're going to run the ball. And both teams kind of do a wing type thing where they put most people in motion a lot, and you better be aware and keep your assignments for reverses and different things that are going to come at you tonight.
Tippecanoe, only three starters back from last year. However, 91 young men, freshmen to seniors, dressed
for Tippecanoe football.
Right. Oh, that's impressive as we saw them come out. And then we watched the Cleather, the young man, kicking before the game, and he made a 60-yard field goal that was good by at least 10 yards.
Yeah, Jackson Cleather, he's the high school version of Money Mac.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sydney last week got 14 total tackles from Miles Vordemark on defense, 8 solos. Wyatt Biddle had 13, 3 solos, 10 assists. Bright spot, 98-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Julius Spradling last week. Sam Reynolds caught a TD pass. Junior quarterback Tucker Heron completed 11 for 50 yards plus. We talked to head coach Adam Dungis earlier this week. He wasn't happy with the performance. Got better in the second half, he said. We need to get a lot better, said Coach Dungis, from week one to week two.
I think we had a little bit of a deer in the headlight there situation. I don't want to say we're young, but we're inexperienced. We lost a big group of seniors, and a lot of those seniors were 2-, 3-, 4-year starters for us. So we're playing a lot of guys that were new to Friday nights, whether it be seniors, juniors, or a good group of sophomores. So, there's nothing that can replace what Friday Night Lights feels like and what it does to you, especially when you're inexperienced. So no matter how we run those scrimmages, when the lights turn on and it's 7 o'clock on a Friday, we had some guys that just uncharacteristically did some things, of simple things as far as lining up and all that kind of stuff. But I think we settled down there a little bit at halftime, and we were able to put together a good second half.
A brand new quarterback, a junior, his first game on the field as a varsity player running the show.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tucker was in a kind of a two-way battle there for the summer with sophomore Logan Davis, and he's our guy. We're doing some different things offensively. We're kind of more of a run heavy oriented offense now, running the wing T style offense from a shotgun, which is a little bit different than what we've done in the past. So we don't need him to necessarily chuck it downfield all the time. We do have a threat with Sam Reynolds to be able to put some balls out there for him, but he just needs to manage the offense, run our screens well, hand the ball off, direct the traffic a little bit, and he's going to continue to get better at that.
You mentioned Reynolds. He and Spradling, dynamite go-to guys for your offense.
Yeah. Those guys can do a lot for us, whether it's getting the ball in their hands, involved in the run game, screens, or some downfield passing stuff. So, along with those two, we still have some guys on that side of the ball that are still some threats that people need to account for. But those are two of the guys that certainly that we need to continue to get touches to.
Hey, in terms of Isaiah Foster and Martez Harris, who you hope is able to go in this game tonight against Tippecanoe, you've got two good backs.
Yeah, Martez wasn't able to go last week. Some thigh issues with bruising from a scrimmage. So he wasn't fully ready to go, so we kept him out last week. So that gave sophomore Isaiah Foster the bulk of the carries last week. And we'll continue to get him a good amount of carries, and hopefully Martez can help us out this week.
Offensive line, three veterans back to help anchor that offensive front.
Yeah, we don't return a whole lot of experience in starters, but when three of the five offensive linemen come back, that is a nice start. And those guys are the bread and butter. Brenton Barnes was a center for us last year. We moved him out to our tackle position, and that moved in Eli Biddle and Wilbo Shears as two juniors that kind of help anchor that offensive line.
Adam Dungis, year 12 head coach of Sydney, before tonight's game between Sydney and Tippecanoe. Talk about what's different this year other than personnel. You mentioned some wing T from the spread. Highlight changes offensively and what might be altered on the defensive side in terms of schemes.
Defensively, we're still the same other than the past defensive coordinator that we've had for the past, 6, 7, 8 years, Kyle Coleman. He moved over to the offensive side of the ball to run our offense now. We lost our offensive coordinator, who got a principal job back home in Ada, so we had to replace him, and the best situation and for us involved was moving Kyle over to the offensive side of the ball and being with those four coaches that we have on that side of the ball. And then I've resumed the defensive coordinator position. I haven't called offense or defense in about 10 plus years, but You know, as one veteran coach from another school told me, it's pretty much like riding a bike. And, you know, it has been, just because I had a good group of guys on that side of the ball that have been kind of intact on the defensive side of the ball, and those guys have helped pick up some extra responsibilities to make the transition a little bit smoother.
So your base on defense is?
So we're still a tight three front.
Okay.
You know, I guess you kind of may call it a 3-4. So we're still playing that a little bit. We've got some different variations we can run out of it, just depending on kind of schemes we're going up against. At the end of the day, we're still trying to get our best 11 guys on the field, and then we'll continue to do that.
A overview of special teams for 2022.
Yeah, still kind of up in the air. We've been pretty fortunate having some really good place kickers and kickoff guys for the last, guys and gals, for the last, you know, 7, 8, 9, even 10 years.
Yep.
So we're a little question. That was a big question mark coming in this year with Carson Taylor graduating. So we were able to get, once again, pillage a couple soccer kids, and Joey Flynn and Corey Blackford coming over from the soccer program to help us out a little bit. And, you know, they're going to continue to get better. Nice thing is, we still have, you know, our long snappers, Miles Vordermark, going to his third year doing that. So, you know, that side of the ball is still kind of a question mark for us, but I like the direction we're going with those guys.
Hey, you've only played a Matt Burbacher coach Tippecanoe team once. In your mind, what are the primary characteristics of Tippecanoe high school football?
You know, Matt's always got kids in the right spot. I think he did a nice job with that so far at Tip when you watch the film, and then even when he was at Troy. You know, kids know where they're going. Kids get in the right spot. They put themselves in really good positions to go ahead and make plays. And then when you've got athletes that can do that, then now you're a dangerous team. And, you know, they graduated a whole bunch of people, and then so they've got a lot of inexperience out there also. And but it doesn't seem like it's changed. Even though the majority of those guys are gone, it just looks like they kind of reload and keep rolling with it. And you know, they return their quarterback, and anytime you can return your a good quarterback, I think he's honorable mention last year in our league. You know, they got their coming back. Pickles got their guy come back. So when you can return a quarterback, you're already ahead of the game, and that's definitely where they're at with their offense.
Words of Sydney head coach Adam Dungis. Meanwhile, Tippecanoe head coach Matt Burbacher saw his team last week run 30 fewer plays than Bellbrook and won the game. Kind of an oxymoron, but the Red Devils got it done on a 35-yard touchdown pass in the final 2 minutes from quarterback Liam Peronsky to Evan Liette, a wide receiver. Evan's twin, Kale Liette, had 20 tackles in that game last week. Interestingly enough, Matt Burbacher's dad, Charlie, coaches the defense. He's a former 26-year head coach at Tip. Matt's son, Braden, is a 5'10 junior and plays for the Red Devils. Three generations of Burbachers on the field every Friday night.
I tell you, it's neat, you know, because you kind of, as the head coach, you got one hat you wear, and then you're also dad. And then, you know, I get a special opportunity the last 8 years to be able to coach with my dad, you know, who's been coaching high school football for 50 years now. So I've learned a ton from that man, but it is pretty neat, you know, having my son out there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I know it's neat for mom and my wife to see, you know, dad out there, and then see me out there, and then see Braden out there too. So it's doesn't happen everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of coaches don't get this opportunity to either coach with their dad or even coach their own son.
Sure.
And we have it all happening here at one time, so it is special and it's neat.
Head coaching stints from Fort Loramie to Troy to Tip. Have you changed? Have you stayed the same?
You know, you change with the times, you know, because 2009 is a lot different than 2022, but you're still working with kids. So the consistency of building those strong, lasting relationships with these guys is the most important thing, and that hasn't changed with me, because I still got a ton of those Loramie boys. You know, they're young men now. You know, families, getting married, all that stuff that I still stay in contact with. I've got guys from Troy I still stay in contact with, and even here, I've been here at Tip for 4 years now. It's, you build those relationships and they just don't go away. You always will have that connection with those kids, and I think that's the most important thing. And I tell our young coaches when they come in, it's not about the bench press, it's not about the squat, it's not about the 40 time.
Mm-hmm.
It's about building that that relationship with the kid first. Because when you do that, you'll be able to get the bench press. You'll be able to get the squat. You'll be able to get all that stuff up where you want it to be. But if you don't have that relationship and that trust with the kids, you know, you make your job more difficult. So I think that's one thing that has honestly stayed consistent, is building those strong relationships first, and we're all on the same page. Now, hey, let's go attack this.
Makes a lot of good sense, and it has worked for sure. Tell me about your game with Bellbrook last Friday. You lose 19 of 22 starters to graduation 1 year ago, and win the game, the opener, in the last couple minutes.
You know, it was one of those. You know, I don't want to say it was an instant classic of high school football, but it was an instant classic, to where it was just two very good football teams and two teams that are very familiar with themselves. We played them week one last year and week 13 last year, so we both knew what we were going to be doing, and it was one of those of the kids going out and executing. And you know, the biggest thing that I was most impressed with our kids was the response that they had in the game. They never responded negatively with anything and just kept fighting. And I told them, if you guys stay the process, we're going to break one. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game, we broke one 35-yard touchdown to Pronsky, to Liette, and I tell you, it was awesome. It was great. It was great for our community, because there was a lot of unknowns. Like you said, we lost 19 of 22 starters. You know, these kids played JV. A lot of these kids played JV football last year. They were good enough to play varsity, but we just had somebody a little bit better. So they bought their time. And now's their opportunity, and they took great advantage of that opportunity.
Matt Burbacher, fourth-year head coach, Tip football, our guest before tonight's game between Tippecanoe and Sydney. You mentioned Peronsky. You mentioned Liette. Liam, your quarterback. Evan, Liette, fine receiver. Talk about the attributes of those two young men. We'll be calling their names often in this game with Sydney tonight.
Yeah, we hope you're calling their name a lot. But, you know, Liam's one of our returning starter. So he's just everything you look for in your starting quarterback. Liam's got it, you know, and I'm not talking about the arm strength or this or that. I'm just talking about that leadership ability, where he has total command of the offense and knows whatever. He knows what our right guard does on every play. So, you know, as a quarterback, you need to know those things, and he does. Sure. Evan Liette's a great athlete. You know, you look at, you know, his height and weight, and you're not going to be like, oh, okay, he's just about an average high school football player. But when you see him play, you're going to think, wow, he's very dynamic. And, you know, we got a few of those guys. You know, Stanley Klein out there on the outside hasn't played football since his freshman year. And now as a senior, came back out and, you know, had probably one of the best catches I've seen in high school football the other night in the Bellbrook game for a touchdown. Just outstanding athlete, and the more he plays, the more comfortable he's going to get out there on the outside. And then, you know, Xavier Jones did a great job, you know, on Friday night, because we knew Bellbrook was going to take him away and not let him get going. But you know what? He never got frustrated. Had a couple big catches on that final drive, 85-yard drive to score. So, and then our offensive line. You know, I'm proud of those guys, because they could have been coming off frustrated, you know, fighting, all that stuff, but they didn't. They stuck together. And I truly believe when you stick together as a team, good things are going to happen. You know, for us, it took 44 minutes for that to happen.
Sure.
But it did.
Yep.
And we came out victorious. But defensively, I thought our kids played outstanding. You know, we were out there for 71 defensive plays. And we bent a little bit, but we never broke. And those guys played great. Our defensive line played outstanding. Our two linebackers, Kale Liette, Evan's twin, had 20 tackles. Josh Dietz had 14. Mm. You know, it's one of those where our two inside linebackers were all over the field. And, you know, the DBs played well. They played well. So, you know, overall, we just – and you know, I'd be you know, I got to mention our kicking game.
Yeah.
You know, we got one of the best kickers in the area, if not the state, and Jackson, both kicking and punting. A couple touchbacks on kickoffs, never let them have the opportunity to return.
And one of the finest holders, whose last name is Burbacher, as you mentioned earlier.
You know, that's Braden Place quarterback, too, and he does have some good hands. So when we lost our holder from last year, too. So that was one thing this offseason. So he's been working on that. And you know, Jackson's, like I said, a good kicker. We got to catch the ball. You know, there's so many things that come in play when you kick an extra point before you even kick the ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to have a good snapper. We got to have a line to block. We got to have this, and then we got to have that holder that's going to catch the ball, but then put it down exactly where it's supposed to be and have the right tilt on it for Jackson to kick it. So, yeah, Braden, he's done a nice job with that. I know he was nervous last Friday, was out all last season because of Tommy John surgery on his elbow, mm-hmm. and so he hadn't played a football game since his freshman year. So I thought he did a good job, and you know, I'm going to put my dad hat on. And, you know, I'm very proud of him.
Words of Matt Burbacher, head coach of Tippecanoe in his fourth year. Coach Burbacher's club 10-3 1 year ago, lost to Bellbrook twice, avenged those two setbacks by beating Bellbrook last week. Sydney 1 year ago, 5-6. Both clubs made the playoffs in 2021. Sydney band striking up down below. We're about 10 minutes or so away from the kickoff tonight between Sydney and Tippecanoe. These two clubs, Chuck, are in the Miami Valley League, but in different divisions of the league. Tip is in the Miami, I think. Sydney's in the Valley.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're in with, like, Piqua.
Right.
And Troy. And then Sydney's in with Greenville and Xenia. Are they in there, West Carrollton?
The teams to the south, excluding Sydney, are in one half. And the teams to the north, Greenville, Troy, Piqua, and Butler and Tip,
all right.
are in what is called the Miami. And
how did
the south is the Valley.
How did Sydney end up south when they're north of most of the teams?
I think Sydney wanted to go there to help things out. Otherwise, you've got seven clubs north of I-70 and five south. Yeah. It wouldn't have worked otherwise.
There you go. Well, it gives you some longer bus rides, but what the heck?
Right. And in this day and age with gas prices, it hurts.
It does.
So many thanks to our great underwriting anchor sponsors tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team at Airstream. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection, thanks as well to the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. It's Sydney Tippecanoe football upcoming here in just a matter of a few minutes. Well, Bill Zimmerman, formerly longtime offensive coordinator at Lehman Catholic under Dick Roll, is now the quarterback coach and passing game coordinator at Anna. Bill is our OHSAA and playoff guru, who this week took a look at Division 6, 7, and 2 and highlighted the move by Marion Local from D7 to D6 and its impact.
Anna's been in D6 for the recent past, but Marion is frequently hopped back and forth between 6 and 7, and they leapfrogged back into 6 this year, so that'll make things quite interesting. And in addition, the other defending state champs for Sales Tigers leaped down into 6, so makes it for quite a competitive region, especially especially with those MAC schools in addition to Anna.
And all three of those programs you mentioned, Anna, Marion Local, Versailles, play each other this season.
That's right, they do. And I think that those will be some competitive matchups. I know Versailles did lose some kids, but they're reloading just like Marion does every year. We at Anna are a little young, but we're a team that's going to get better every week because we're playing a lot of young kids who are gaining experience and are going to get better each and every week.
Mm-hmm. And this region of Division 7 becomes very interesting this year and highly competitive, in part because Marion Local, the usual D7 juggernaut, is out of this region, D7, now in D6, so it's a scramble. You've got Fort Loramie, New Bremen, St. Henry, and others.
Yeah, you make it wide open now with Marion coming out. As you mentioned, you've got some MAC schools in New Bremen, St. Henry. You've got Loramie. You've got Fort Recovery still in Minster, who's on the mend after a little bit of a down year last year, but looking a little bit better thus far. And then you have a couple other area schools in Layman Catholic and Riverside.
And we took note of the fact that 7 of the 10 MAC football schools won in week 1, and 3 of the 4 football programs in Shelby County won in week 1. And I did note, too, that I think several of the schools that beat Fort Loramie, when Fort Loramie had to go on the road last year with that real tough independent schedule, several of those clubs that beat Loramie last year lost in week 1.
Yeah, I think, Loramie has that crazy schedule without being in a conference, as you referenced. And so, they're playing teams in Division 7. They're playing teams in Division 3. They're all over the place. But I think that they'll be much, much, much more competitive with a lot of those squads this year. You know, they have Versailles here coming up this week, which will be a tough get for them. But then most of those other games, as you look at them, I think they'll be competitive in.
Sydney, Piqua, Troy, all in this region of D2. Cincinnati schools quite potent once again in this particular region of Division 2.
Yeah, you've got some stalwarts in Kings and in LaSalle. Winton Woods, I hear, is back on the mend as well. Should be competitive this year again. Cincinnati Anderson, of course, has been a recent playoff contender there. So I think it'll provide definitely some interesting looks as we get closer to the playoffs. Piqua and Troy are sure going to be players, and we'll see what Sydney can do this year.
Coldwater, a juggernaut in Division 5, playing in the Northwest region, probably will finish in the top couple three. Beat Kenton badly week 1, has a game tonight with Bellefontaine on the road. Mm-hmm. Interesting confrontation there. But Division 5 appears to be favorable for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'd really like to see that Bellefontaine Coldwater game. We were talking about that as a staff after the game last Friday. But they'll have some competition there for sure. I mean, Liberty Center, Liberty Benton, have good programs traditionally. But I think Coldwater is probably a safe bet to make the playoffs in Division 5, Region 18.
And how about this? Coldwater ends the regular season with games against New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Yes, that should be quite interesting for them at the end there. They end with three of the tougher MAC schools, and I'm sure there'll be a very large attendance week 10, home versus Marion, and that 50-50 will probably be quite high.
Our two opponents tonight, Sydney Division 2, Tippecanoe Division 3. Tippecanoe will receive the opening kickoff to start the game. Sydney booting from south to north against the wind here in the first half. Unlike last week, Chuck, when the wind was slight, very calm. It's pretty gusty tonight, streaming in from the northwest here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field.
Yeah, the American flag's pointing right at us, so it's kind of a cross breeze, but it's blowing pretty good.
We will keep you abreast of scores tonight as well as possible, some very good games in the region, as noted just a moment ago. Coldwater on the road at Bellefontaine. Wow.
That's great. That's a classic.
Yeah, first 1-42 wins that game. Yeah, Marion Local plays a fine Macomb club, Versailles, Fort Loramie in the second year of that series. Anna plays Brookville, even Steven matchup at Anna, Minster Graham, Troy Zinia, quality contest around the area tonight.
Yeah, that Troy Zinia game could be a good football game, too.
Yep, sure could. Tippecanoe receiving the opening kick to start. Liam Peronsky is the quarterback, 5'11", 178, a senior. Xavier Jones, running back, 5'11", 171, a junior. Jeremy Walland, also a running back for the Red Devils, 6 feet, 172, a junior. Evan Liette in the slot, 5'10", 162, a junior. Wideouts are Stanley Klein, 6'3", 158, a senior. And Lucas Walker, 6'3", 166, a senior. Opening kick by Sydney is a short one, rolling down inside the 40 at about the 36 or 37. Good field position for Tip. Hard-nosed tackle by the Yellow Jackets. But the Red Devils begin. Good field position.
Yeah, the kick was not very good, but I'll tell you what. If that's things to come, they better be watching for 30. Vordemark just put a hit on that kid.
And Vordemark had double-digit solos, I think it was, last week or close.
That's pretty impressive.
The total tackles, 14. We may see some of Josh Dietz at a halfback spot for Tippecanoe tonight. Lucas Mary may also play some wide receiver. Opening play, Liam Peronsky, quarterback for Tip. Hands it off to the ball carrier. No, he keeps. Slide of hand maneuver by him. Good enough for 7 yards as he danced outside right tackle from the 38 to the 45. A 7-yard advance for Peronsky.
That was going to be bigger than that. And again, Vordemark came in and made a heck of a shoestring tackle to keep that from being a 20-yard gain.
We'll run down the Sydney defense in a moment. Snap to Peronsky. Nobody in the offensive backfield with him. Good pressure by Sydney, and the quarterback is decked at the 41 or 42. He lost a few yards, setting up third and long for Tippecanoe.
Man, good pressure that time. And Kenny New, number 66, was back there and made that play.
This is a high-octane Tippecanoe offense. They're ready to go right now. Peronsky rolling left. He needs about 5 or 6 on first down. He's going to keep. He scampers around the left edge, gets to the periphery of the Sydney defense, charging hard for the first down stake. He did not make it. Came up about 5 feet short. Tippecanoe's offensive line, by the way, Gordon Haas at center, 272-pounder. The guards, Eli Moore and Nathan Weaver, 210 and 166. The tackles, Luke Catrone and Jackson Smith, 258 and 219, respectively. Punt formation. It is Tippecanoe, and man, that one is sent way up into the atmosphere. Jackson Cleather, the place kicker, got a little too much vertical climb on that punt, and it hit at the Sydney 36, bounced Sydney's favor to the 39, and that's where the Yellow Jackets start, first and 10. Head coach Matt Burbacher at Tip cannot be pleased with the opening start by his Red Devils.
No, that was not a great offensive set, and not a very good punt right there at all.
Nope.
You look at Sydney, here's the difference. They've got speed, and then speed, and then speed, and that's what Tip is going to have to keep check and keep people in front of them.
And junior quarterback Tucker Heron in the spread has got to find a way to get the ball to all of that speed in space. Inside run, first play of the game for the Sydney Yellow Jackets produces 2 yards. Previous line of scrimmage just over the 38, marked for play at the 41.
And in my opinion, Julius Spradlin is the best athlete on the field tonight for both teams.
Yep, Spradling and Reynolds, two very fleet players for Sydney. They're physical, they're fast, and somehow or other Sydney must get them the ball. Snap back to Heron. Here's a sweep to the left, and Tip's defense stretches it out nicely at the 41 or 42. Very little gain on the play by Spradling. He ran out of real estate, could not get vertical up the field. Nice hit on the play by Kale Liette of Tippecanoe, forcing the ball carrier into the boundary at the Sydney bench. Well, we played 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Sydney's first possession after Tippecanoe went 3 and out. No score. 3rd and 7 for Sydney. at the Yellow Jackets 42-yard line. Heron sprinting right, wants to throw, steps to the right hash mark, whips a pass. Yes, Reynolds, dead run, got it at the 44-yard line. Flag is down, though, in the Yellow Jackets' offensive backfield, and that usually means an offensive hold. And that's what we've got.
And that negated a first down and a really nice throw that time.
Oh, wasn't it, though? Heron sprinted to the right and then got his whole body turned, and his forward motion was toward Reynolds, who was running a crossing pattern down and out to the right sideline. And the play went for a good gain of about 15, but it's wiped out, and Sydney now confronts a third and what, Chuck, 20?
Yeah, they have got to get to the 49. So, yep.
New line of scrimmage, the 29. Isaiah Foster, Martez Harris will share the running back duties. You'll see a lot of Julius Spradling as a wide receiver. He may carry it some. And Tippecanoe swarms the ball carrier on third and 20 for Sydney. A big pile up at the 25-yard line, a setback of about 3 or 4, setting up a fourth and 24 for the Yellow Jackets. Two possessions, two punts here at the start of the game.
Well, they tried to run a little delay there, and Tip said he did not buy it at all.
Joey Flynn back in deep punt formation for Sydney. Low snap, gets it off the ground, barely gets it away. Line drive, near sideline, outside the hash mark. Hits it to 50. Oh, very favorable, advantageous roll for Sydney. All the way to the Tippecanoe 37. It didn't look like that punt could generate much. It was a low snap from center. Handled quickly, but Flynn got it away. Nice top spin over roll.
Yep. He did a nice job, because that is tough to short hop a snap back to you, especially when you got those big linemen coming up here to try to knock your head off.
Yep, Sydney on defense will set up like this. Sean Strominger at a nose tackle. Austin Yates, Braden Swain are defensive ends. Your linebackers, Bryce Hughes, Tristan Collins. Uh-oh, Peronski coughed it up in the offensive backfield. Loose ball. Tip is on it quickly at the 33-yard line.
It was really bad timing that time. They put him in motion, and the snap came right, and he was in, blocked him. He couldn't see the snap.
A minus 6, second down and 16 for Tippecanoe. Not a good opening first several minutes for these two clubs tonight here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. No score. Second possession tip. Peronski fires a quick look-in pass. Looks like it's intended for one receiver. Another man catches, and it's a gain to the 45-yard line. Good enough on the play for about 9. It's going to leave tip short, 3rd and 3. My goodness gracious, that fooled me, Chuck.
I think it fooled the Sydney defender, too. That didn't look like, I thought it was getting ready to be knocked down or intercepted.
It was Klein who wound up catching it, and that was not the young man, I don't think, for Tip, for whom the ball was intended. But Peronski did hit a receiver right in the breadbasket, and now Sydney commits a 5-yard penalty pre-snap, and Tippecanoe gets a gift, a first down at the 50-yard line. Peronski in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Hands it off on the play to Xavier Jones, the feature back, and he nice for 2 from the 50 to the Sydney 48. Second down, 8 coming up. Sydney's linebackers on the inside, Griffin Moore and Wyatt Biddle. I mentioned the two on the outside, Bryce Hughes and Tristan Collins. Miles Vordemark at a safety, Mitchell Davis at a safety, Jai Wheeler and Perry Fleming, the deep backs. Here's a long pass by Peronski. He is going to overthrow his receiver. It is Evan Liette down inside the 15-yard line at the 11. There were two receivers for Tip about 6 or 7 yards apart going vertically on fly patterns, and the Yellow Jackets defensive core with them step for step.
Yeah, that's got to be a mistake. You don't want two receivers. All you're doing is bringing defenders with you.
Well, Tip to the line of scrimmage, lining up with trips to one side, a pair to the other on third down, and every bit of 8 to go for a first down from the Sydney 48. Red Devils must get to the Sidney 40 for first down yardage. 7:15 to go here in the first quarter. There is no score. Baranski sends Liette in motion. Short drop, Baranski. Is it a quarterback draw or a pass? No, he flips it down the field, down around the 11-yard line. Great pass defense by Sidney. Oh, my goodness gracious. Expert coverage.
That was Spradling, and I'll tell you what, he was beaten, and he made up 5 yards while the ball was in the air. That's what I talked about, his speed.
Yes, indeed. S-P-double-E-D. Sidney's got it. Must take advantage of it in this game tonight. And Tippecanoe is now forced to punt the football. Red Devils had garnered a first down via penalty, but must boot it away from Sidney's side. Line of scrimmage, the 48. The kick is very high, but Jackson Cleather, Sidney catches, drops at the 7, and the return man is belted down hard. Spradling looking maybe into the sun.
Yeah.
He simply dropped it. And thankfully he had time to make the recovery. Sidney starts in a hole inside its own 10. 6:58 to go first quarter. Nothing. Two possessions tip, one for Sidney.
I think he lifted his head to see where he could run with the ball, and at the last second, he just didn't field it cleanly.
You're right. Sounds like you've returned punts before, Chuck.
Yeah, not very well.
Here is the quarterback, Heron, and I think maybe Heron might have kept it.
Gave it to Schultz.
Nope.
Peyton Schultz.
Ball carrier for Sidney. Carves out a couple yards. Well, no, knee went down at about the 8. Give him 1, and that is it. Sidney must reach the 18 for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 9. Yellow Jackets getting the play call from the bench. Not sure if that was Isaiah Foster on that last carry of the football for Sidney, which sends 3 receivers wide right for Heron. He's back at the goal line, rolling right. He's out of space. Heaves a pass up the right sideline. It's a pop fly, and the deep safety center fielder for Tip is under it, makes the intercept, and then goes out of bounds at the 31. Ill-advised throw into traffic by Sidney. 3 white shirts around Reynolds, who had no chance to catch it. It was a case of Tip deciding who wants the football.
Well, yeah, it looked like a punt. He could have called a fair catch. Right. Threw 3 picks last week. That was a terrible decision right there.
Well, we played half the first quarter. Tippecanoe now in Sidney's end of the field at the 32. Big turnover by Sidney. Not a wise throw. Here's Baranski, gives handoff straight away. Ball carrier wriggling, and he twists and turns inside the 30 to the 28. He's got 4, second down and 6. Jones lugged it. Vordemark on the tackle. Already Vordemark, no pun intended, has made his mark on this game for Sidney.
I kind of just like to pick him out and watch him when the ball gets snapped.
Man in motion to the right. Baranski rolling that way. On the dead run. Fires a bullet. Yes, it's caught. Good catch downfield by Dietz. Dietz roaming inside the 20. And he kicks his heels all the way to the 15. Leaps to the 12-yard line of Sidney. Well-designed play. Dietz had a couple men out in front. Baranski, good sprint out. And whipped a pass right on the numbers. 12-yard line of Sidney. Here's Tip inside handoff. It is Xavier Jones, outside right tackle, cuts it back at the 9. Gang tackled at the 7. And it's going to be 2nd and 5 for Tippecanoe. 5:14 to go in the first quarter. There is no score. But Tippecanoe posing a serious threat.
Tell you what, they brought a nice crowd tonight.
Sure did. A sea of red on the far side here at Sidney Memorial Stadium. 30-0 field. Red Devils wearing white from top to bottom. White headgear, red stripe. Handoff outside, right tackle, running room. Broken tackle at the 4. 3-2-1. Touchdown. Tippecanoe. That was Baranski, the quarterback. He had a slither of an opening. Made a couple men miss. They were nipping at his heels. But Liam Baranski dashed to the end zone And Tippecanoe is struck first, up 6-0, taking advantage of the intercepted throw by Sydney. Here's Jackson Cleather on to try the extra point. As Chuck noted during the pregame, Cleather was successful from 60 with the wind at his back, kicking field goals. Extra point, easy does it. Tippecanoe 7, Sydney nothing. 4:41 left first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, how about the Tippecanoe Red Devils? Opportunistic, Chuck.
Well, they picked it off and they took advantage of it. And they ran four plays, picked it off at the 36, I think, and just took it down the field.
Kickoff by Jackson Cleather, and it hits 9.5 yards deep in the end zone. I have no doubt about that kickoff.
No. Got a score. Lormie leads Versailles 7-0 in the first quarter.
And I saw a score. Pick was 7. West Carroll nothing in the first. Xenia Troy zip late in the first. We'll try to keep you abreast. Some very good games in the West Central Ohio region tonight. Second Friday of high school football. Don't forget, tomorrow night we're right back here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. Lehman Catholic hosting New Bremen. Here's Tucker Heron. Quick pass, left flat, caught at the 18-yard line. Run after catch by Reynolds as he sprinted to the 26. And that's the kind of thing Sydney yes. needs to do. That real quick flat pass is like an end sweep.
Reynolds is another one. He's so quick, so athletic. Getting the ball in space and letting him do something.
And the thing about a few of these outstanding athletes for Sydney, they can put points on the board from virtually anywhere on the field.
That's what Coach Burbacher knows. I guarantee you they talked about that.
Yep. So it is second down and about 3 to go for a first down. Here's a running play intended to go outside, then a cut back to the inside. Martez Harris toted the pigskin to the 28. And he's still a yard and a half short of a first down, maybe close to 2. Third and a couple for Sydney, 28-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. Tippecanoe 7, Sydney nothing, 3:46 left, opening period. And this is the kind of play, Chuck, that if Sydney is to be in this game in the fourth quarter, the Jackets need to pick up the first down.
Yeah, well, offensively, they've really not done anything in here in the first quarter.
That formation is very tight. It's a tight wing tee, and it's a sweep to the left. And the ball carrier is tripped up at the line of scrimmage, but staggers over the 30 to the 32-yard line. It's Martez Harris, and he manages to stumble for first down yardage. He'll take it.
And that is their first down of the game.
Clock winding down to near 3 minutes. Opening stanza, 7-0 Tip in the lead over Sydney. What a night for high school football. August 26th, the wind out of the northwest, clear skies overhead, blue skies. Got to still be in the upper 70s, I'm sure.
I would think so.
Here is Tucker Heron rolling right, going the width of the field. A late delivery into the hands of the receiver at the 46 and out.
That was almost intercepted again.
Yes. Tell you what, Tippecanoe has run a few of these Sydney pass routes step for step with the Yellow Jacket receivers.
Well, I mean, you got the film, you've seen them, you've played them. You know how athletic they are, and again, they're keeping it in front of them and making them make a play on you.
Yeah, it would seem that a few of these deliveries have got to be a second or so sooner. Because by the time the ball's delivered, the Sydney receivers are at the boundary. Second down and 10, inside handoff. Ball carrier trudges for 1. Third and 9 for Sydney at their 32.5-yard line. I think that was Martez Harris for a very minimal gain. Good stop up front. Blake Thompson filled the hole. Safety Carson Robbins was in there for tip. Third and a bunch for Sydney. Every bit of nine, Yellow Jackets must get to the 42 for a first down. Third down coming. Tip with seven defenders in the box. Snap to Heron. Middle of the field in the pocket. Loops the pass, 45.
Nice. Yes,
it's caught. Good reception. Dead run. Julius Spradling nailed at the 48-yard line of Tippecanoe. That's where his knee hit, and that ball was thrown on time on the money.
Well, they did a nice job of protecting him. They threw it right down the middle, and that was a spiral. That was a nice play.
1:55 and counting, late first quarter, 7-0 Tippecanoe. Sydney's pushed the ball across the 50-yard stripe. Heron takes the deep snap, running play, outside left end, down to about the 46.
That was Foster, Isaiah.
Yep.
Foster.
He was wrapped up. Good hit on the play by the Red Devils. Coming up to make the stuff was Andrew Owen. Andrew Owen from a strong safety. Help from DJ Martin. Snuffed out the play. Minimal advance. Second down, 8, Sydney. From the Tippecanoe 46, we're all the way down to a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Tippecanoe. Sydney at the 46 of the Red Devils. Here's Heron. Fakes the handoff in the sweep, then keeps. And he's hog-tied and dropped at the 43-yard line. Pretty good stay-at-home tackle. And I've got to give credit where it's due. That was Eli Moore, defensive tackle for Tipchuck. Well, if he departs and doesn't catch Heron, who reversed field, then Heron might have jaunted for a first down. Small gain, though, third and close to 6 from outside the tip 43. Heron in the pocket, looking, nervous feet now, runs left out of the pocket, fires a bullet, caught by Reynolds at the 34, and he squirms to the 31. First down, Sydney. Final 20 seconds of the first quarter. Tell you what, Sydney's offense beginning to click. And the Yellow Jackets looking at head coach Adam Dungis. Final seconds will tick off, I think, ending this first quarter of play. Tippecanoe 7, Sydney nothing. Yellow Jackets driving on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
7-0 tip as we start the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. We hope next week we are joined on Friday night by the Sydney radio station WMVR, which has partnered with us for the last couple of years. This is the second football season for the partnership. We've already had two basketball campaigns under our belt. Radio station under new local management, congratulations. We'll be streaming very soon. Also, a new music format in place upcoming. Congrats to WMVR 105.5 FM. Quick pass, first play, second quarter. Sydney fires it. to the 30 along the line of scrimmage. It's wild and off the mark, and Sydney now confronts 2nd and 10 after having gotten a first down in the last play of the first quarter.
I see Bryant Billing down there. He must be catching tonight because he's got on these shin guards.
7-0 tip. Sydney at the Tippecanoe 30-yard line. Two receivers to the left. Heron looks that way, steps up in the pocket. Long arching pattern down the left sideline in the end zone. Wow. Is it Reynolds? Is it Spradling? It's a brilliant catch. Touchdown, Sydney. Woo!
Yeah, that was Reynolds, and what a catch.
Sam Reynolds in full stride. Boy, he was running at top tilt, and the quarterback, Tucker Heron, hit him over the shoulder. Reynolds simply ran right past the secondary man for tip. 5 or 6 yards deep in the end zone, Reynolds caught it over the shoulder. Boy, he was humming. He was kicking those cylinders, almost outran the football. He was so speedy. Big extra point try by Sydney. Uh-oh, no good. It is sliced to the right. It is missed. Tough break for the Yellow Jackets, who got within 7-6. But then Joey Flynn's PAT try sliced off to the right outside the upright. 9 seconds into the second quarter. Tippecanoe 7, Sydney 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Just what head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney wanted to see happen. Get the ball in the hands of the speed burners, including Sam Reynolds. And that's what Tippecanoe head coach Matt Verbacher feared, Chuck. You've highlighted it. And Tippecanoe simply cannot match that quickness on the outside.
That was a great throw, because if he would have thrown that short, the defender was there. He put it over his shoulder and allowed Reynolds to use his speed.
Sydney kicking off from the 40. Yellow Jackets get the wind at their back here in the second period. Kickoff is returned from the tip 10. Near hash mark, outside the numbers, broken tackle, another one. And then the return man is finally wrapped up over the 30, right at the 32-yard line.
Lucas Mary, I like that name.
Yes. Lucas Mary, who may see some wide receiver action for another Lucas Walker, tonight for the Tippecanoe Red Devils. They start 1st and 10 from their own 31, still leading now, though, by a scant point at 7-6. We are a quarter of a minute into the second period of play. Red Devils flank two receivers to the very wide side of the field. And then to the boundary side, it is Liette, who is a man in motion, takes the forward pitch from Peronski. Liette turns it up at the far hash and slices to the 32-33. Very small gain on the play.
Guess who got him?
Mr. Tackling Machine.
Yes, he is. I'll tell you what. He was just raced back there and just made a heck of a play.
And Miles Vordemark, 5'11", 185, a senior for Sydney. Here's a sweep to the right. Xavier Jones for Tippecanoe. He is slicing into the Tippecanoe bench out of real estate. And he's jarred out of bounds at the 35. Tippecanoe with a 3rd and 6 upcoming.
I know I sound like he's agent, but that was Vordemark again, and I think I'd be looking for that kid if I was running the football.
And Vordemark
just pounded him.
He's already got half as many tackles as he made over four quarters last week. Big down, 3rd and 6 tip. Here's a pass to Liette, and he catches short of the first down stake at the 39. Wriggles, falls forward, and let's see where the official spots it. It looked like one official might have said 40 and a half, but the man who makes the mark spots it right at the 40. Yeah. And head coach Matt Verbacher says, we are going to punt the football on 4th down and 4 feet to go for a first down.
Was Vordermark, is he a basketball player too? Just football?
Primarily football. Like to see him go out and play hoops.
He's athletic, huh?
Yep.
I'm sure Coach Willoughby would like to see him come out and play hoops.
Tell you what, that last tackle by Sydney was superb because Liette was not able to get yards after catch. Here's the punt to the Sydney 12, a directional punt on the play by Tippecanoe. It's a good one. It hit at the 20, bounced to about the 12-yard line, and Sydney was hemmed in. The boundary served as about three Tippecanoe defenders, right, and the Yellow Jackets simply could not return the ball. So from the 12, Sydney starts first and 10. They chuck over the first quarter plus. It looks like Sydney's defense is starting to get familiar with the Tippecanoe offensive play calling.
When you got a man out there, he reminds me of Mac when he played for Buffalo. When he played at Ohio State, never heard of the kid. He must have had 40 tackles in that game.
But, you know, I tell you what, pound for pound, this Vordermark is a rugged young man, listed only at 5'11", rock solid 186.
Yeah, he would be an outstanding player in a Wittenberg, or he's going to be a stud.
Mm-hmm. And he's very nimble, fast on his feet. Here is a running play by Sydney on first and 10, and it is productive out to the 21-yard line, but the players are huddling up. The referees are going to bring it back. Motion call against the Yellow Jackets. Or was it offensive holding?
I think the referee looked like he made a throwing him on the ground move. I didn't see it.
The penalties have victimized Sydney so far in this game, as that flag wiped out a very successful run for 7 or 8. Penalty marker thrown a few yards downfield. So Sydney backs up about 7 from the 12 to the 5. First down all over again. Handoff, offensive backfield. Here's a broken tackle on the play by Isaiah Foster. Makes another man miss. Look at him go. Chugging to the 15, 20, lunging to the 22.
Nice run.
Yes. Tackle made by Tippecanoe downfield. Eventually, Kale Liette. But Sydney got just what it needed for first down yardage, every bit of 17. First and 10 Yellow Jackets from their own 22, opening 3 minutes, second quarter. 7-6, Tippecanoe in the lead. Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage. Two backs staggered left and right of Heron, who gives to Foster, outside left tackle, rumbling to the 26, and he's pushed down right there. In there on the hit, Josh Dietz, Trevor Silcox for Tippecanoe. Second down and 6 for the Yellow Jackets. Quickly played first quarter, and we're moving right along here in the second. 8:53 to go. 1-point lead, Tippecanoe. 21-0, Piqua has blasted away at West Carrollton. And Xenia's got a 3-point lead on Troy.
Piqua's got Troy next week, so that'll be a test for him. Open the year with against Belmont and West Carrollton. You haven't played anybody yet.
Tell you what, I love this Miami division of the Miami Valley League. Love to see all of those games matching Piqua, Troy, and Tip all season long. Yellow Jackets face a 2nd and 6. Heron handed left last time, hands right this time. Foster bucking, trying to shed tacklers, managed to charge to about the 30. Hard earned yards on the play. Managed to hammer for 4, 3rd and a couple for Sydney. Line of scrimmage, the Yellow Jackets 30. 7-6 step, 4 minutes gone, second quarter. Sydney with the wind at its back. Is it about time to air one out again?
Well, I think so. I mean, you need 3 yards, so you want your best play here on third down.
Timeout called down on the field. Time in for one of our new underwriting sponsors, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. Deb Gubo is the owner and a stylist. Additional stylists are Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher, and Chris Siegel. Open Monday to Saturday is the Cutaway Styling Salon, handicapped accessible as well. 40 years in business at the Cutaway Styling Salon. That's a lot of styling experience. It's our experience at Cutaway Styling Salon, your style, and we will help you create it. And I don't know what they can do with me, Chuck. I'm like a tire on my car right now. I'm pretty bald.
There you go.
Here we go. Sydney to the line of scrimmage. Third and a couple from the Yellow Jackets, 31. Two receivers flank to the left. Clock running, 7:48, 7:47 to go. Second quarter, tip up one. Handoff, offensive backfield, and churning to the 32 or 33 is the ball carrier, Spradling. No, it's Martez Harris. Got the first down, I believe, but it's negated penalty in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, I'm not sure. 67 was on top of the person he blocked. I didn't see how he got on top, so I can't. Evidently, it was a hold.
Tough call goes against veteran Thomas Seibert up front for Sydney, and it does eliminate a first down carry. So it's third down all over again. Scoreboard reads third and 12. Holding penalty called downfield, and Sydney pedals backward. New line of scrimmage right at the 20. Yellow Jackets all too often tonight can't get out of their own way. Yeah. But are right in this game at 7-6. Here is Heron, wants to throw to the near sideline. It is wide of the receiver at the 26, well short of a first down anyway. And now Sydney must punt. Tippecanoe promises to get very good field position with 7:11 to go second quarter. And it's a 7-6 game in favor of Tip. If I read the scoreboard right, Graham was leading Minster 7-6
yep.
in the second.
And Brookville was leading Anna 7-0.
And we've got a timeout on the field. Time in for a commercial break. We've got an array of outstanding sponsors. 7-6 Tip, 7-11 left. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Say, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating more than 50 years in business is Barker Insurance. It's earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance needs. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Great punt by Sydney. Return by Tippecanoe at the 42. Fantastic coverage by the Yellow Jackets. Tackle made at the 40-yard line. Boy, that looked like an NFL team hustling downfield, Chuck.
Oh, I've been impressed with especially defensively with Sydney tonight.
Leading the way, Wyatt Biddle, as he buried the return man for Tippecanoe right in his tracks. First and 10 Red Devils at their own 40-yard line. I'd like for you to stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857 on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Tippecanoe plows ahead between right tackle and guard. It's Peronsky, the quarterback, chewing up four. Second down and six for Tip at their 44-yard line. Peronsky feeds the ball carrier. Xavier Jones met solidly at the 45. Wrestled down, forward progress, maybe the 46, and that's it. Host of yellow jerseys.
Riley Vestal was in there first. Boy, he hit him right in the hole.
Tell you what, Chuck, I love these Sydney uniforms. They look like Yellow Jackets.
They do, and you can read their numbers.
Yes. Third and four. Short drop by Peronski. Dips the ball into the left flat. It is caught at the 44. Good run after catch. Near sideline. Sprinting to the 45-41 of Sidney. First down, 10 yards to go. Xavier Jones out of the backfield caught the flat pass, and he was ignored by Sidney. Jones picked it up first and 10. Here is Jones again. Peronski dealt it to him. Jones won't go down. Stubborn run, 40, 39, lurching to about the 37 or 36. Second down, 6 yards to go for Tippecanoe. 5:51 remaining. Briskly played first half, 7-6 Tippecanoe, striving for more outside the 35-yard line of Sidney, which may or may not elect to take a timeout, an equipment adjustment.
Well, I'd call a timeout if I had to take Vordermark out of the game.
One player off, that is Miles Vordermark. Mason LeMaster in for him on second and six for Tip outside the 35 of Sidney. Here's a deep drop by Peronski, now out of the pocket on the dead run. Fires down the near sideline.
Wow.
Outside the numbers, near the boundary. Great running catch at the 21-yard line. Down inside the 15 to the 13.
Man.
Goes Tippecanoe. Splendid pattern run on the play by, I think, Josh Dietz.
What a throw that was.
Beautifully done. Misdirection, offensive backfield. Tip with a run to the left. It gained a yard or two, and that's it. Ball carried by Peronski. New line of scrimmage, the 9. Tip to the line of scrimmage. It's that high-octane, quick-paced offensive style, and the Yellow Jackets are on their heels on second down and 6 upcoming, and they get a timeout. 5:22 left, second quarter. Tippecanoe threatening seriously inside the Sidney 10, leading 7-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, in a moment, we'll tell you all about Osgood Bank. Here's Tip inside the 10. Quick look in pass by Peronski. It is juggled, 6 yards deep in the end zone. And the receiver from Tippecanoe falls to the ground. May have pinned it against his shoulder pads, may not have. The referees confer after initially signaling good. It's waved off, incomplete.
Yeah, he had the catch, but he juggled it two or three times. I couldn't see if it hit the ground, but the official was right there.
Wow. It is third down for Tippecanoe, just inside the 10. They've got to get to the 4 for a first down. Here is Peronski in the offensive backfield, being chased, being pursued. He is nailed from behind, got to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Fourth down and 6 to go for Tippecanoe. Fine stand by Sidney's defense in the red zone. And here comes Jackson Cleather, who made him from 60 in the pregame. This is going to be from a mere 27. Right to left kick. It's in the air. It is on the way. Looking good. Plenty of distance. Got it. Outstanding kick by Jackson Cleather of Tippecanoe. From 27 out, he smacks it between the uprights, and it's Tippecanoe 10, Sidney 6. Sidney's defense keeps Tippecanoe out of the end zone. No touchdown, but 3 points added by Cleather. 4:42 left in the second quarter. We will take a break. Tippecanoe up before 10-6 over Sidney on scoresbroadcast.com. Oh, yeah.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, Tippecanoe had designs of going up by 8, could not get the ball to the end zone. And instead of leading 14-6, it's 10-6 as Jackson Cleather's kickoff against the wind hits 8 yards deep in the end zone and bounds on through. 4:42 left second quarter. Sydney football down by 4 at 10-6. Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and in Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Well, it is Martez Harris on first and 10 for Sydney. And he pounds to the 30, wedged out 5, second and 5 Yellow Jackets. Just over 4 to play in the second quarter. And Tippecanoe now owns a 10-6 advantage. Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage, tight wing T spread formation. Two receivers flank 5 yards to the right. It's thrown that direction. Catch is good at the 33. Gang tackle by Tippecanoe. Out of bounds is the receiver right at the 35. It's Reynolds. He was pinched on the play by two Red Devils. Josh Dietz was one, Peyton Bay the other. And there is a late marker down at the 29. Boy, Sydney can ill afford to continue to shoot itself in the foot. And it signaled against Sydney. That appeared to be a first down completion, wasn't it?
It was. It would have been a first down. Yeah, they're up 35-yard line.
A run for 5, a pass for 5. Now the officials are saying it's on Tippecanoe. Got a call reversal. Somebody quickly checked with New York.
Well, I thought when they were talking about it, they kept pointing towards the Tip City kid.
Wow.
And then the referee marked it the other way. That's a 15-yarder.
Apparently, Reynolds was roughed up at the 35 at the sideline when he caught the pass. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Tip, 15 yards from the 35-yard line. And Sydney's got it, first and 10, right at midfield. Down to 3:40 left to go in the second quarter. Tippecanoe 10, Sydney 6. Two receivers wide left. Misdirection, offensive backfield. Tip smells it out. That might have been Spradling cutting back against the grain. He's toppled at the 47 or 48.
I think it was Wheeler, number 10.
You're right. It was Jai Foster Wheeler. 5'11", 165, a senior. Nice job, but Tip staying right at home in the middle to wrap up the ball carrier. It was Christian Hartman making initial contact. 3 minutes, that's all that's remaining here in the second quarter of play. Second down and 7, Sydney, 47 at Tip. 7-8-man defensive front, but Tip and the Yellow Jackets run it wide, and it produces 6 to the 41. It is Foster Wheeler again. He runs for 9 on 2 carries. And it's 3rd and 1, Sydney at the 41 at Tip. We're all the way down to 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Timeout situation, Chuck, is what?
Sydney's got 1 left. They've used 2 here in the first half.
Yeah.
Tip's got all 3 of theirs.
Righto. Clock winding down. 2:19, 2:18 left, second period. Tippecanoe 10, Sydney 6. Snap on the play to Heron. Heron gives it on the play to Harris. Harris tries to circle left end. Penetration by Tip. Tackle made at the 42-yard line. A loss of 1.5 yards. Fourth down for Sydney. Yellow Jackets use their final timeout of the first half of play. Well, we'll keep it right here. Let you know all about a couple new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. One of which is the Anna Market in Anna. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience right at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts, and they'll provide you with extraordinary dining right at home, because the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yes, the very best for the best, like you. Up Sydney had come up to the line of scrimmage, disdaining a timeout. Then the Yellow Jackets do get one with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter, and Tippecanoe in the lead 10-6. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you. Chuck, did it make you hungry?
I didn't eat anything, so yes, I am hungry.
Hey, Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader, a sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Looking for work? Well, Spherion will work for you. S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. No mask required, GED not required. Or I should say, no mask mandate, GED not required. Spherion, with 20 offices, that's 20 throughout Ohio, a dozen in the western part of the state. Fourth and two, Sydney. Heron wants to throw, arching a tall pass downfield inside the 15. Going high for the jump ball is Reynolds. A circus catch at the 14-yard line. What a job by Tucker Heron. He threw it up for grabs. An even better job by Reynolds. First and 10, Sydney, just inside the 15 of Tip. Running play, Yellow Jackets reverse to the right. It's Martez Harris putting his head down and bucking to about the 11. Wow, love the play call by head coach Adam Dungis of Sydney. Take advantage of the speed and leaping ability of Sam Reynolds. He did the job.
That was one-on-one, and if you're one-on-one with Sam Reynolds, he's going to win most of them.
So Sydney's knocking on the door with 1:28 to go in the second quarter, and Tip leading 10-6, second and 6, Sydney at the Tip 11.
Even with no timeouts, that shouldn't be a factor here with 1:28.
Not at all. Pretty tight formation. Receiver Reynolds split 4 yards to the left. Heron back in the pocket, looks in the right flat for Reynolds, dumps it to him, deflected by Tip, caught by Reynolds, goal line, touchdown. How about that? A fluke play. The man in motion was Reynolds. He and Heron were running together back at the 10. They separated. Tip had it diagnosed, batted the pass up in the air. Reynolds caught the rebound. Late flag after the score. Sydney's gone ahead 12-10.
I'm pretty sure, I think that was Spradling that made the catch.
It was Spradling?
Yep, number 7.
Did I say Reynolds by mistake?
Yeah.
Well done by Spradling. Good concentration by
Absolutely.
Him. Focus.
He was under so much pressure that time when he threw that. He did a nice job of even finding a yellow jersey to throw it to.
Touchdown is good. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Sydney after the TD. Sydney's got to go for two here, leading 12-10. Well, I guess they don't have to go for two.
You want the three-point lead.
Yep, take the three-point lead. You don't go for extra points like a two-point conversion till sometime in the second half. Good strategy. I'm corrected. Here's the extra point try by Sydney on the way. It flutters. It goes over. It's good. 13-10 Sydney. Yellow Jackets with a very late second quarter drive and a three-point cushion on tip with a minute 25 to go here in the second quarter.
I tell you, a very, very good first half for the Yellow Jackets.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Yep. Love the way the defense adjusted over the course of two quarters.
I mean, they knocked on the door down there, but they held them to a field goal.
Right.
And what a nice two great catches on that drive for Sydney to get the touchdown.
And head coach Adam Dungis and quarterback Tucker Heron are making good use of what you might call Sydney's assets on offense. And to continue our train of thought from a moment ago, I was talking about Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader, offices throughout West Central Ohio, Sydney, Bellefontaine, Canton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, plus more. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. It'll work for you, too.
Unsportsmanlike on the touchdown means Sydney is kicking off from their own 25. And Tip has three timeouts left, so I don't know who got the unsportsmanlike, but I bet they get a talking to at halftime.
Well, for not being a good sport, you may pay the price. Yeah. Tip will get good field position and might wind up with the football here close to the 50. And as you noted, Chuck, that 125 with three timeouts may turn into 3 minutes plus for Tippecanoe. The scoring in this half may very well not be done. Sydney has taken the lead over Tip, 13-10. Yellow Jackets kick it off. Tippecanoe runs it back from the 26-yard line. Here's a good seam right up the middle. Return man to the 40, exploding to the 44. Thrown down right there on the field.
Isaiah Foster, I'll tell you what, he's a sophomore, and he's all over the field. Ran the ball well a couple of times. Makes some really nice tackles on defense.
Lucas Mary sprinted on the return for Tippecanoe, brought it back a good 20 yards plus. First down, Red Devils at their own 44 with 80 seconds to go in the second quarter, but Tippecanoe does have the full complement of three timeouts remaining. Two receivers to the right for Peronsky and company. The quarterback for the Red Devils, who sends a man in motion right. Deep drop by Peronsky. It's a screen left sideline for Xavier Jones. No one home. As Sydney spelled it out, Peronsky throws it away.
Now Coach Dungis was over there screaming, and the defense reacted.
He was screaming, screen. They're screening. He was screaming,
he was screaming screen.
Oh, we got trips to the right for the quarterback, Peronsky. He looks that way. Now he goes with a bomb down the left side. A lot of hand fighting down inside the 30-yard line. Looks like pretty good pass defense. No ruled pass interference on Sydney. Oh, that's a
offensive.
Oh, it's ruled offensive.
That's what I thought.
Yes. That's the better call. Bryce Hughes in coverage, and it was not whistled against him. It's called on Tippecanoe, and that's real estate.
Oh, no.
No. Now it's changed again?
No, he did. The referee had no idea. Second game.
Wow, it stepped off 15 against Sydney.
Whoa.
From the 44-yard line over to the 39 of the Yellow Jackets. Tell you what, Chuck, that looked like good NFL hand fighting. I would have let it go.
I don't think there was a penalty either direction.
Nope. Disagree with the call. The no call was the best call. Tippecanoe to the line of scrimmage, 39 of Sydney, 109 to go, second quarter. Deep drop, Peronsky, rolling left, has a man deep down inside the 10, and he simply whips it out of bounds at the 20. No one available. Heads-up play by Peronsky. Fort Loramie still leads Versailles 14-0 late second quarter. That score surprises me a little bit.
A little bit.
Obviously, Fort Loramie's defense playing extremely well tonight. Trips to the right for Tippecanoe. 62 seconds to go in the second quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Sydney 39. Very good pass coverage downfield. Peronsky's got to eat it. He dashes toward the sideline, out of bounds at the 44. He lost five. Sydney's defense, you talk about improvement, Chuck, from week one to week two.
Woo. Yeah, well, he keeps rolling left. He's right-handed, which makes him have to turn his whole body to square up. Didn't have a chance to do it that time.
Again, trips to the right for Tippecanoe on 3rd and 14 from the Sydney 43-yard line. Peronski rolling right. He's flooding the right side of the field with receivers. He's got a deep man down inside the 15-yard line. Sydney's Johnny on the spot, and they bust it up. But a flag flies in late.
It was absolutely interference on that one. Spradling ran, didn't turn his head, and ran right into the receiver.
Yep. Spradling put the helmet in the chest of the deep man, Evan Liette, down inside the 10-yard line. Penalty, though, marked off from the line of scrimmage against Sydney, but Tippecanoe is creeping ever closer. Keep in mind, this Red Devils team has got a terrific place kicker.
They might be in range now.
Oh, I think so.
The only difference is when you're kicking before the game and it's just the coach putting the ball down,
right,
compared to getting a good snap and all the timing on their extra or their field goal, the snap was not very good, and the holder did a good job of getting the ball down.
First and 10, tip from the Sydney 28. Peronski back at the 36. Here's a flat pass dropped at the 27. It was intended on the play for Liette. No good. 45 seconds, clock stops. Graham 13, Minster nothing at Minster. Second quarter.
That's a little surprising, and Versailles scored as 14-7 now.
Yep. 45 ticks on the clock. Tippecanoe a second and 10 at the Sydney 28-yard line. 13-10, Sydney in the lead. Peronski, no backs in the backfield. Fakes a pass in the left flat, then throws into the right flat. Intercepted by Sydney. Intercepted at the 28. Run to the 50-yard line. Peronski, a no-look throw to the right. He looked to the left. The tip receiver had taken a couple of steps downfield and broken from his route. Easy intercept by Sydney, which has 36 ticks remaining. And from the tip, 45, you never know.
That was Foster Wheeler that made that interception right there, and he got it, one-handed interception.
Jai Foster Wheeler, 5'11", 165, a senior. Errant throw by Peronski, ill-advised, about as bad as the interception thrown early in the game by Heron of Sydney.
It was bad, and I'll tell you, without the receiver staying with it and pulling him down, they almost gave up another 7.
Sure did. Well, Foster Wheeler stepped out of bounds sooner than we thought at the 48. First and 10, Sydney. One fake, another. Heron way back at his 40, rolling right. Hits Reynolds, tiptoes to the sideline at the 46. And would you believe another yellow marker?
I think it might be ineligible downfield, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it is.
29 ticks left in the second quarter, 13-10. Sydney over Tippecanoe. And that's going to cost the Yellow Jackets real estate.
Yeah. Well, that was the umpire. He hadn't thrown a flag the whole game. He had to do something.
Gain was short. Nonetheless, Sydney had crossed the 50.
Yeah.
That was Tippecanoe, which received the kickoff to start the game. Right, Chuck, or do I have bad memory?
No, you're right.
So Sydney will get it to begin play in the second half. How about that score? Xenia, yeah, all over Troy. 23-6 at Troy.
I watched some highlights of Xenia last week on TV. Man, they got a running back that looks like a monster.
A lot of movement up front. Pre-snap flags left and right. The officials huddle.
How do you have a penalty on a dungeon? You're going to take a knee.
And Sydney is leaving the field of play, as is Tip. My mistake, it just looked unusual. It was Sydney taking a knee. Everybody just shook each other's hands at the line of scrimmage. I thought there was motion on both sides of the ball. It was one of those, okay, we'll end the second quarter. And that's what happened. Sydney 13, Tippecanoe 10. Very good first half by Sydney, as the Yellow Jackets made some adjustments during the flow and held Tippecanoe to 10, kept him out of the end zone on the last serious threat, did give up 3, and then Sydney, using its height and speed downfield, struck for a couple touchdowns here in the first two quarters of play to overtake Tip 13-10 here at the halftime break. Say, are you looking for a dealership that can be a difficult process sometimes and also a time-consuming one. Hunting for car dealerships, a challenge. But don't look very far. Wright & Sidney is a dealer that makes shopping for and servicing a car, truck, or SUV so very convenient and cost-effective. It's plain and simple. It's Germain. Number one, Germain Cars in Sidney is a one-stop solution. You can always benefit from the expert technicians who will take great pride in servicing and repairing your vehicle. Our relaxed, pressure-free sales associates can arrange a test drive and work with you on financing. Number two, new vehicle selection, it's endless. At Germain in Sidney on West Michigan Avenue, choose from Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. In Beaver Creek, Hondas and Fords. Dublin, Mercedes-Benz and Cadillacs. Germain is also in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. We can get you virtually any make and model you prefer. Number three, Germain is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sidney. What more do you need? It's plain and simple. It's Germain. West Michigan and Sidney, germaincars.com. Well, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams, for these two clubs tonight, there are key building components as well. For Sidney, take advantage of its speed downfield. Yellow Jackets have done just that. They have improved dramatically from week two to week one. And head coach Adam Dungis is pleased. Well, Tippecanoe wanted to take advantage of its fine offensive skill players, did so in the first quarter, but the Sydney's defense made some alterations and slowed Tippecanoe down in quarter number two. The key building components for these two clubs tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll take a lengthy break. Halftime coming up. We've got stats from Chuck and then an interview with Bob Humble, fifth-year superintendent, Sidney City Schools. 13-10, Sidney in the lead over Tippecanoe on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. We've got a close encounter going here tonight at Sydney, week two of high school football. Sydney Yellow Jackets 13, Tippecanoe Red Devils 10. Our halftime brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Sydney came on strong as that first half progressed.
Well, I mean, it was a defensive game, and the numbers show that. Sydney ran the ball 18 times for 47 yards. Tip ran it 16 times for 32 yards. 6 of 10 passing for the Yellow Jackets. 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, 108 yards. 155 total yards for the Yellow Jackets in the first half. Tip City, 5 of 12. No touchdowns, 1 interception. Only 103 total yards. Also 6 first downs and 1 turnover. So the turnover by Sydney led to Tip City's only touchdown. And other than that, Sydney's defense has just been outstanding.
Yeah, Yellow Jackets up but 3. The D, super, picking right up where it left off late in the fourth quarter last week. Head coach Adam Dungis has gotten his wish. Improvement from week 2 to week 1. Now the Yellow Jackets need a good second half, like they had pretty much against Bell Fountain last week, a stronger third and fourth quarter of play.
Yeah, they do. I mean, this is halftime. Now they're making adjustments. You know, they'll come out here in the second half. And I thought offensively they did some good things.
Right.
But they made a few too many mistakes, too many penalties. The interception was really a bad throw. Other than that, I think Aaron's played a heck of a game at quarterback in the first half.
He's matured. The junior's gotten a lot better from week 1 to week 2. That many penalties, Chuck, and you're up but 3?
Yep.
Hard to believe.
And brought back 3 first downs with those penalties.
Yes. That is our halftime report. 13-10, Sydney over Tippecanoe on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized
Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Back at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, we are witnessing a rousing halftime performance by the Sydney Marching Band. Yellow Jackets up by a 13-10 count over Tippecanoe at the break.
Yeah, I tell you, and when we were off, by far my favorite band that we see every year for probably the last 4 or 5 years
right.
is the Sydney Yellow Jacket Band. They are just outstanding.
Slam dunk, no doubt about it. Well, we'd like to say hello to our Sydney City Schools, home of the Yellow Jackets, and serving approximately 3,300 pre-K to grade 12 students in the communities of Sydney, Port Jefferson, and Maplewood. Our vision is to meet the needs of all students in a safe, respectful, and responsible learning community. And we are proud of our many curriculum offerings, as well as the great accomplishments of our students in the Sydney City Schools. With that lead-in or introduction, we're going to set the stage for a conversation with Superintendent Bob Humble, who's been the Sydney City School Super the last 5 years. He noted first off during our conversation that the schools welcome more than 24 new instructional staff to classes that start September 6th.
31 new teachers this year. We are excited. We've got a great, great group of teachers that are coming in and excited about their excitement. Many of them moved to the area. Many of them are just looking for their first new job. We've had a couple people that just kind of were looking to find something different, and we're just very excited about having this new group.
And new administrators at middle and primary schools.
Correct. We have a new complete team at our middle school. We have a new principal, two new assistants. They are just on the ball. They have been working hard since August 1st, and amazing new things that they're planning on doing over there. We're just very excited to have them.
And to the delight of the community, you're expanding preschool.
We are. We're adding another preschool classroom. We just, you know, our waiting list just keeps growing and growing on our typical kids, and we're trying to add this 11th classroom, which is why Latchkey had to move, and we can talk about that later on down the road. But we used to have Latchkey in that building, but we had to take one of their rooms as the preschool continues to get bigger.
In part, as a result, a new location for the Latchkey before and after school program and the Jacket Virtual Academy.
Right. We started the Jacket Virtual Academy a couple of years ago when, as COVID started to wind down a bit and we were back to full-time in-class learning, we wanted to be able to offer something to... We still had a significant number of kids and families that wanted to learn remotely, so we started our own online school through ODE. We actually have it as a completely separate school. We have a base now for it over at what was our old Parkwood building, and we've done some remodeling and done some stuff to get it to up to speed, so that kids can come in when needed to for testing and other things that they might need to come in for technology or whatever that they may need. We also moved our Latchkey over there because, again, as I talked about at the preschool, we had to take one of their rooms. So in order to not crowd them all into one, we moved them over to the Parkwood building, and they have a lot more room now than they had before, so they're excited about that too.
And it's year number two for the online school, which is so important in this era.
That's correct. You know, again, not everyone learns the same way that it's not one size fits all anymore.
Exactly.
So we have a lot of kids that really do learn well on remote learning and much prefer that, and they're successful at it. And we didn't want them to go to another state online school. We wanted to keep them here in Sydney, and when they graduate, we want to give them a Sydney diploma, not some arbitrary online academy someplace.
And a Career Center satellite program is expanding at Sydney High School.
We had a construction and manufacturing combined program. We've had such a great response to both of those programs that we've now kind of split them in their own tracks. And the Upper Valley Career Center has supplied us with another teacher. We have a great number of kids that are going into that. We'd also added that to our middle school, more of a exploratory type of thing last year, and that has gotten so big, which I think has helped move those numbers over to the high school. So we have a great deal of those kind of programs going on. Upper Valley Career Center is doing a great job helping us do that. They're out of space, so they're thrilled that they can continue to add more programs to under their umbrella. They have no more space, so they were happy that we actually had some space to be able to make that even bigger.
Two partners working closely together, and you've got a new digital and graphic arts program. That's exciting.
Correct. We took one of our art programs and we revised it and we turned it over to a graphic digital arts and to try to get that back into. We had old TV productions for a while, and then that kind of went away as we were looking as we were transitioning. Actually, the teacher of that is now the high school principal, and so there really wasn't anyone to teach that course any longer. And so that's kind of one of his big passions, was to try to get that up and running again. So we tried to revamp it to make it more of a digital graphic arts kind of program, which will include some TV and that kind of stuff as well. But we're very excited about that. The kids are so excited about it. We have an unbelievable number of kids that want to be in that program.
STEM, S-T-E-M.
Correct.
Stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Math. There's a new such program at the Northwood Intermediate School.
Right. We had STEM at the middle school, and we've moved it down and included it into now our third and fourth grade students are getting that as one of their special classes. So we included that into like music, PE, and now we have STEM in there as well. And we're using the curriculum of Project Lead the Way, which is a very research-based, renowned curriculum to help get kids more exposure to those kinds of areas that we hope that in this day and age where we need more folks going, you know, doing those kinds of things, this is a great beginning step for them in the third and fourth grade.
And the Sydney City School District continues to sustain the family engagement and community outreach work.
So we added these positions last year, and they have been fantastic. They're paid for by grant money, and we had two outstanding people last year. The one young lady ended up, she was so good for us, but the job that she left, they made her an offer she couldn't refuse, so she had to go back. So we have an outstanding director of our Latchkey program, Paige Barker, and she is now going to double duty, and she's going to be doing community liaison, mm-hmm. and along with Latchkey, and she's going to work well with Denny. Denny does more of the secondary. Paige is going to do more of the elementary, but they work closely together, and a lot of the programs overlap. And it was a huge success last year. We got so much more community and family engagement than we'd ever had before. So we're going to continue that, and try to involve our community as much as we possibly can.
Talking with Bob Humble, fifth year superintendent, Sydney City Schools. We've highlighted staffing for the 2022-23 school year and some new and updated programs regarding facility improvements and expanded playground with new equipment at Whittier Early Childhood Center.
Yeah, we with our preschool kids, we had a playground, but it just wasn't really big enough to house all of the to give the kids more things to do when they're out there. And again, as we're expanding, as we talked about earlier with Whittier, we really needed to expand that playground and to make it more. More accessible for handicapped kids as well.
Sure.
And in that process, as we started to do that, we also realized that we had an opportunity because we had excavating and things that had to be done over there. We went ahead and actually put in parking over there was a premium when parents were trying to drop off kids and pick them up. And so there was a lot on the streets and blocking people's driveways. And so we put in this very big parking lot in the front over there that's also going to make it much more safer because kids aren't going to have to cross the street anymore. Parents aren't going to have to cross the street, so we'll actually be able to get many, many more cars in there and make it much more safer for our kids and our parents.
Words of Bob Humble, fifth year Sydney City School Superintendent, with regard to facility improvements. He went on to talk about the replacement of old carpeting with new vinyl flooring at Sydney Middle School, the resurfacing of the Sydney Middle School parking lot, and the addition of new video boards in the Sydney High School Gymnasium.
Nice.
How about that? And so many thanks to Bob, his wife, and his beautiful dog, Maverick, for hosting me at the Board of Education office midweek a few days ago. It was so much fun.
Right. Well, I mean, I've never met the man, but obviously doing a great job for the Sydney City Schools.
I teased him. I said, is it Bob Humble or Bob Humility? Halftime here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. They've just put 3 minutes back on the clock for the second time. This is going to wind up being a 26-minute halftime. It is 13-10. Sydney in the lead over Tippecanoe. I think a lot of people thought the score might be the reverse, and Tippecanoe might have a one or two score lead, but not the case. Taking a quick peek at scores around the area, Versailles and Fort Loramie, 14-14 at the half. Troy trails Xenia, 23-6 at the half. 7-0, Coldwater over Bell Fountain late in the second quarter. And Minster was trailing Graham, I think, 13-0 late in the second quarter of that game.
Yep, I'm a little surprised on that one.
Well, we've got time for a break to hear from a couple of our fine sponsors. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. A moment away from the second half kickoff, Sydney receiving. Yellow Jackets lead Tippecanoe 13-10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Here we go. We start the third quarter. Tippecanoe kicks off against the wind. Jackson Cleather drills it 3 yards deep in the end zone.
Kid's got a leg.
Sure does.
Actually, he's got two of them, but the one he kicks with is really strong.
And this wind tonight from the northwest, although we can't feel it up here in the press box, Chuck, boy, you look at the flags in the northeast corner of Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. They are blowing in strongly. I may have mistakenly said earlier, wind from the northwest. It's from the northeast, and it's potent.
Yeah, it feels really good. I can feel a nice little breeze coming through the open window.
First and 10 Yellow Jackets from the Sydney 20. From the 20-yard line to start the third quarter of play. And it's a flat pass, no doubt a play that Sydney called in the halftime locker room to begin the third quarter with. And it's a zigzag run after catch to the 23-yard line, reception run. All of that probably traveled 20 yards for a net three.
Well, Spradling tried to make a play away back away from where the play went to, but too much pursuit.
Yep, Sydney had the play corralled. Second down and 7. Tippecanoe was in the chase mode on that play and bottled up Spradling. Line of scrimmage, the 23. Heron, we've got a spread formation, tight wing T, running play off left tackle. Ball carrier bolts to the 29. We've got a marker down.
That's in the holding area. We'll see. I mean, maybe it was a face mask or hands to the face for on tip, but now if they're backing up.
Sydney.
Man.
Yep, Sydney Yellow Jackets unofficially by my count, Chuck, 75 yards and penalties.
Probably that's got to be close. They had three holds. They had one unsportsmanlike 15, so that's 45 yards.
Sooner or later, that just catches up with you. In terms of field position.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's demoralizing.
Hidden yardage.
Another first down, doesn't count.
Right. So it's second down and 17 for Sydney. Back inside the Yellow Jackets 15. We've played nearly a minute, third quarter. Sydney 13, Tippecanoe 10. Oh, what a pass by Heron. Rolling to the right, throws back against his body. Terrific catch at the 31. Woo! Man.
That was Wheeler. That was Foster Wheeler. What a catch. What a throw.
Jai Foster Wheeler speared it. Heron looked like he's done that in practice play after play, Chuck. Made it look easy.
That was a nice throw and really good protection by the offensive line that time.
What in the world? Another penalty on
I
Sydney.
I didn't see that one. I have to do some erasing now.
That was a very special play performed by the Yellow Jackets, and it was good enough for a first down. Instead, Sydney retreats. New line of scrimmage inside the 5. When I say Sydney is shooting itself in the foot, that's an understatement.
Yeah, but I think they've gone spear fishing and shot themselves in the foot.
Right. A step or two forward and three or four backwards. Sydney trying to run out of a hole. Here's a juke move at the 5. A good run, dancing to the 15, 16-yard line is the ball carrier. Third and still plenty to go coming up. Third and 15 from the Sydney 16. 10:28 to go, third quarter. Sydney 13, Tippecanoe 10. Start the second half in a hole like Sydney has. Received the second half kickoff, but
two holding penalties negated two first downs.
And the Yellow Jackets have gone backwards. Need 15 here. Must get to the 30 for a first down. Heron, inside his 5, throws it away in the right flat. Tippecanoe had it covered every which way. Down the left sideline, middle of the field, right flat. No one available. And it's fourth down for Sydney.
I think we got another hold. They're going to decline that one.
My goodness. Tell you what, head coach Matt Dunn just needs to string all these penalties together in one two-minute piece on videotape and share it with his club during the week and say, this is not the technique we need.
I don't know if he can do it all in 2 minutes. There was three holding calls in this first drive of the third quarter.
Right. Well, Tippecanoe is going to get terrific field position in Sydney's half of the field, no doubt about it. It is Joey Flynn in deep punt formation. It's Tippecanoe returning from the 44, a block, another block. Oh, a shoestring tackle by Sydney at the 44, 45-yard line. That was beautifully executed.
Bryce Hughes, number five.
Bryce Hughes sprinted downfield and knifed at the return man's feet. Also good coverage by 30, Miles Vordemark. And they had the return man pinned. Tippecanoe is on the Sydney side of the 50. Maybe not as advantageous as Tip wanted, but still a first and 10 from the 40. Peronski fakes and keeps, roams to the left sideline, and he's going horizontal, nowhere to go, flushed out of bounds. He lost one or two. I don't understand the rule fully, Chuck. He went out of bounds.
Referees don't, when the play is whistled dead.
But the clock did not get stopped.
No, they didn't, because he stopped the ball. He said he had stopped his progress before he was out of bounds.
Here's Peronski, open receiver. Yes, at the 37 of Sydney. And the catcher makes a man miss. Still on his feet, 25-20. And he is upended out of bounds at about the 16. Not sure if that was Liette or Jones, but he was isolated, and he made one man miss, and then off to the races. First and 10 Tip, running play stalemated, short advance, although forward progress enables Tip to push the ball down to the 12-yard line. Sydney's defense has played extremely well, no doubt about it. Linebackers Griffin Moore, Wyatt Biddle, Bryce Hughes, Tristan Collins, Miles Vordemark and Mitchell Davis in the secondary, along with Jai Wheeler and Perry Fleming up front. Sean Strohmanger, Austin Yates, and Braden Swain. But they've got a tall order here. Peronski fakes and he keeps. Look at him run hard to the 10. He slips down on his keister at the 9. Sydney covered him up.
That was a nice defensive play, because that fake, it looked like that was wide open. And Sydney stayed home and held him to 3, which was, I thought it was going to be a touchdown.
So from 2nd and 6, it goes to 3rd and 3. Looked like, you're right, Chuck, there was an avenue to the end zone. Line of scrimmage is the 9 of Sydney. 3rd and 3, Tippecanoe. Tippecanoe down by 3. Well within the range of Jackson Cleather, who's kicked one field goal tonight. Peronski maybe changing the play, gives it off on the play to Xavier Jones, and he bucks over right guard, forward progress to the 5. He's got the first down. 7:44 left in the third quarter. Sydney 13, Tippecanoe 10. Speed up attack by Tip at the line of scrimmage again. It is Xavier Jones once more. Nice. He bounces, goes wide, in for the score. Good vision to Xavier Jones, ball carrier for Tippecanoe.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I said, man, was that good vision. The hole closed up, he danced sideways, wide open into the end zone.
16-13, Tippecanoe, 40-yard drive, short field, Sydney boxed itself into a corner with just too many penalties at the start of the third quarter. Outstanding field position for Tippecanoe, and the Red Devils eventually capitalize, kick the extra point after the touchdown, and lead 17-13, 7:35 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Tippecanoe kicks off to Sydney, just as Tippecanoe did to start the second half. And this kickoff by Jackson Cleather enables Sydney to watch it angle out of bounds at about the 2-foot line break for Sydney.
Yep, yeah, get the ball on the 35 now.
That's a 10-yard difference, and that is to Sydney's advantage for sure. Jackson Cleather was trying to make sure that if there was a return by one of Sydney's speed burners, it was going to be in the corner of the gridiron.
Yeah, but I don't blame their thought process on trying to keep Spradling and Reynolds away from that football. Kicking it out of bounds, though. Not sure that's the play.
Nope, just boom it right on through the end zone.
Yeah, he's kicking into a little bit of a wind. I think that it was more of a line drive. He didn't really get it up in the air that time.
He kind of hooked it, overcooked it to the left. Sydney takes over, and it's 35, down by 4, 17-13. Running play, Yellow Jackets. Good for 8, 10, 11 yards to the 46-yard line. Well done on the play by, was that Spradling?
That was Spradling.
Yep. Well, I liked his burst. He was jet-propelled from the start.
Just a sophomore.
Tackled by Tip in the secondary. Somewhat belated, but Dietz or Spradling would have been off to the races. We played 5 minutes, third quarter. 17-13 Tip. Sydney led 13-10 at the half. Here's the snap on the play to Heron. Inside handoff. Crisp blocking up front. Running play, forward progress right at the 50. Second down, 5, Sydney. That was Harris for the Yellow Jackets. And he banged ahead for half the first down yardage. Second and 5, Sydney. Good start to the rushing game on this drive for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, Loramie has fallen behind now 20-14 to Versailles in the third quarter.
Sydney looking at the sideline and head coach Adam Dungis for the play call. Still a lot of time on the play clock, 18, 17, 16. Very tight single wing formation. Slot right, receiver flank 3 yards to the left. Back staggered alongside Heron, who gives it in the offensive backfield to Spradling. He's wedged in, no room to run. Scrambles to the line of scrimmage, over it to the 49. That's it.
Did a good job of getting back to the line of scrimmage. He was 4 yards deep in the backfield. He got the ball just about the same time as the tip defender was right in his way.
It's at the tip 49. Third down, 4.5 or 5 to go for a first down. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Tippecanoe 17, Sydney 13. Trips to the right for quarterback Heron, who looks that way. Has a receiver short in front of the first down stake. Catch made at the 46. Oh, what a stretch. You talk about a lurch for the first down. Mighty close to it. Return man Foster Wheeler shaken up maybe a little bit. Wow. He is 5'11", Chuck, and he used every single bit of...
Tell you what he got to was a pretty nice spot. I think that's about a yard farther. He was down when he reached the ball out, and the referee gave him that extra yard. So it's a Sydney first down.
He nestled that ball 71 inches forward using every bit of the 5'11", but his knee might have been down short.
Yeah, well, they got the first down. They need a break.
Sydney will take it. 44-yard line of tip. Inside handoff on the play to Spradling. Stood up at the 44. No gain. Second down, 10 for Sydney. 44-yard line of tip. 5:10 left. Third quarter. 17-13 Tippecanoe. Sydney keeping it on the ground. A conservative pass game. Sydney has burned Tippecanoe up top and long so far in this contest. When will the Yellow Jackets go deep with the forward pass? Seven-man defensive front. Here comes pressure on Heron. He's in the pocket. He's chased out. Might have been a holding penalty on Sydney in the offensive backfield. Ball fired near sideline for Reynolds. It is no good. Out of bounds at the 25. No doubt Tippecanoe will accept the penalty. Never know. It would be 3rd and 10 if it's declined.
I think you got to take it.
Right. 4:41 to go, third quarter. Sydney Yellow Jackets with holding penalty number 7.
I think you're up to needing 4 minutes to show all their penalties in this film session.
New line of scrimmage back at the Sydney 46. Some of these penalties are occurring downfield a few yards. They're marked off from the spot. Sydney's at its 46. Must get to the 34 of tip for a first down on second down. Heron rolling left, 10 yards behind the line, 15 yards behind the line. He's tracked down. It's a sack.
Kale Liette,
who led the club last week with 20 tackles, subdued Heron. They say forward progress is at the 35. So it's third down for Sydney, which must go from 135 to the other 35.
Again, not a very good offensive series for the Yellow Jackets.
Nope. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Here comes pressure. No offside against Tip. Quick screen pass, left flat. Catch good at the 35. Then Tip rallies to the tackle at the 39. Boy, Tippecanoe came blitzing. It was timed just right.
It was.
So Sydney's got to kick. 3:42 to go third quarter. 17-13 Tippecanoe. Sydney's second punt from its own end here in the third quarter of play.
Now, this doesn't count as a league game for Sydney, correct? Or does it?
Here is the boot by the Yellow Jackets, far side of the field. Returned by Tip from the 26. One man is missed. Another is missed. A broken tackle again. Returned to the 43. Wow.
That was Xavier Jones. What a run.
Yeah, Xavier Jones pulled off a Houdini 17-yard return, late flag. Well, this does count in the standings. In the Miami Valley League, all games count in the standings, but then in the end, you're measured against only your division foes for standings within the division of the Miami Valley League.
Okay, so you could lose three crossover games, win all your you're in your division and be the champion.
Well, Sydney did that last year.
All right.
Yep. We've got a dead ball foul, and guess what? It's against Sydney again. 15 more yards, well over 100 yards in penalties on the night against Sydney.
Well, they're losing their cool, and they're in a four-point game right now.
Sydney is wearing black and gold tonight. The officials might as well be wearing black and gold instead of black and white. Well, I didn't say that right. The officials are wearing Tip's colors, or at least it seems that way.
I don't know. I haven't seen one that I thought was not a good call.
Inside and off Tippecanoe, good for 2 to the 41.
The one pass interference was a bad call.
Yeah, Tippecanoe, red and black, wearing the all white from top to bottom tonight. What I meant to say was the officials appear at times to be wearing red and black instead of black and white. Second down, 8 for Tip. 2:46 left, third quarter. 17-13 Tip. It's a quarterback run to the right. Peronski trying to circle the end. Cuts it back at the numbers, and he's caught at the 35. Third and 2, Tippecanoe. Good hustle play by Yates coming up from the Sydney secondary. Quick snap, handoff inside. Xavier Jones jitterbugging, carved out 2. Looks like he's got the first down at the Sydney 32.5 or 33 with 2:11 left to go in the third quarter. 17-13 Tip. Boy, Sydney's got to resist. Get tough. Keep Tip out of the end zone on this drive. Peronski takes the high snap. Yellow Jackets pursue behind the line. Peronski eludes a couple yellow jerseys and darts down inside the 30 to the 28. Biddle on the tackle for Sydney. 4-yard advance. Second down, 6 Tip from the Sydney 29 with 1:41 to go. Quickly played third quarter. Two receivers far right for Peronski. Play action, looking middle of the field. Open receiver, got it 3 yards deep. Touchdown, Beautiful pass play executed, but tip. Peronski hits the wide out. Evan Liette, the slot receiver, lined up inside right. And Peronski had him in mind all the way.
That's the only receiver he looked at. It was just a fly pattern right down the hash marks, and he hit him perfectly.
Execution A+. Here is Jackson Cleather for the PAT. Ball spotted down at the 10. He booms it. Good. Center cut. Minute 29 left. Third quarter, 24-13. Tippecanoe over Sydney on scores.broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
And the kickoff by Tip. It's a touchback. Sydney starts out at the 25-yard line. Yellow Jackets have been in a hole the entire third quarter. Field position edge, big-time Tippecanoe, and it has taken advantage.
Yeah, I mean, Sydney has just made mistake after mistake after mistake, and you're not going to win a football game that way.
No, you have over 100 yards in penalties in a high school game, probably, what, 19 times out of 20 you get beat.
And they were really, they've been pretty crucial penalties also.
Well, Sydney is down by two scores, 11 points. No reason to panic yet. You've got to get a couple of touchdowns. First things first, here's a pass in the right flat by Sydney up to the 28-yard line. It is busted up on the play, but tip.
They short hopped him.
Second down, 10 for Sydney. Clock stops, 1:23 to go in the third. And Tippecanoe trying to get a little more pressure on Tucker Heron. 6-7 in the box, they're blitzing. And now up 11. Tip can continue to do just that. Holy cow, there was another penalty on the previous play.
I didn't even see what it was.
And it's moved back to the 15. And Tip took the penalty, not the play. So it's first and 15. There was a foul of a 5-yard variety against Sydney during the first play of this drive. 5 yards accepted, but Tip. Sydney runs a counter, and they crack it up to about the 17 or 18-yard line. It'll be second down and 12 or 13 to go. Isaiah Foster lugged it forward, down to near a minute to go in the third quarter, third period, all Tippecanoe, thanks to superb field position. Yellow Jackets look to the sideline. Boy, you... it can't afford a mistake passing the football. Nonetheless, you need real estate. You need yards. You've got to flip the field at least. Sydney has to have a couple first downs. No question about it. Heron in the pocket, being chased out in his own 10. Near sideline, no more room. Throws it into the ground at the 29. Third and a dozen coming up for Sydney. Clock stops, 34 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. Did I read the scoreboard right, Chuck? Brookville over Anna. Was it 25-14?
20-6.
Oh, 20-6. Yep. I misread.
And Versailles up 26-21 now on Loramie in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's turned into a high-scoring affair. Tit for tat. Touchdown for touchdown. Sydney to the line of scrimmage. Third and more than 10 needed for a first down. Half minute to go in third quarter. Heron rolling right back at the 10-yard line, running horizontally across the field. He's got no one to throw to. Good coverage, but tip. Ball is aired out of bounds at the 17, and it's punt time again, the third one in this quarter for Sydney.
Well, they ran basically the same pattern, the same play three times in a row. He had nowhere to throw the ball either time.
Stebbins leads Greenville 28-14. Third quarter, that is an MVL clash. Pick was got, what, 60-some points? 50, against
51-nothing, third 50, quarter.
51 against West Carroll.
They've scored 106 to nothing in the first two games.
Xenia 37, I think I read. Troy 6.
Yeah. And Coldwater beating Bell Fountain 21-7 at the half.
Punt by Sidney's Flynn out of bounds at the 45 of tip. First and 10 for the Red Devils at their own 45-yard line. I tell you what, Chuck, another touchdown would put a serious hurt on Sidney's cause here tonight.
Absolutely.
Final 19 seconds, third quarter of play. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, 25A, Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Here is Peronsky running outside left tackle, kept it all the way. That was designed for him. He called his own number and chewed up three from the 45 to the 48. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Thank you so much. High-quality furniture priced right at Goffney. Plus, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. SecureCom in Minster, the pros in protection, and the Sydney Daily News. Third quarter ends 24-13, Tippecanoe over Sydney. Second and 7, Red Devils, when we come back from the 48 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
One minute into the fourth quarter of play. Field goal will have to travel 41 for Jackson Cleather. It snapped back, placed down, kicked by him.
Wow.
Appears to be an NFL boot. It's good with plenty to spare. 41 yards, but Jackson Cleather. Up, Yellow Jackets dodge a bullet, still within two touchdowns. So you might say the field goal saved him a little bit. And Tippecanoe scored a TD. The Yellow Jackets would have needed three scores.
Yeah, that was, man, what a weapon, though. Just what a weapon.
10:51 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tippecanoe 27, Sydney 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Kickoff into the end zone by Jackson Cleather, who just converted a 41-yard field goal, 27-13 in favor of Tip. And we've got almost 11 minutes to go, time for Sydney. But the Yellow Jackets need to get busy.
Yeah, they need to have a drive here.
Timeouts remaining. Tip 3, Sydney 3. I looked at the volume levels, and they're making a lot of movement now. As we look at the laptop, a few minutes ago they didn't. Not sure exactly why. Sydney to the line of scrimmage. It is a running play, and it's stoned behind the line of scrimmage. Tip had linebackers blitzing, and they stalled that play back at the 16-yard line, second down and 14 for Sydney.
Wow. That was impressive defense. He had nowhere to go.
10 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney needs first downs and then points. Down by 14 after leading 13-10 at the halftime intermission. Momentarily, we'll tell you all about Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business. Here is the snap back to Tucker Heron. Breaks a tackle at the 10, almost sacked, and throws it away at the 23-yard line.
He had him, boy. If he gets the ball to Foster Wheeler right there, I think he's got some room to run.
Red Devils are gambling. They're pursuing hard at the quarterback, getting 6 and 7 in the box and blitzing. Clock stops, 9:59 to go in the fourth. Sydney down 14. Third and 14 to go. Tippecanoe has had Sydney bottled up in its own end of the field, deep in its own end, the entire second half of this game.
Yeah, just from the opening kickoff of the third quarter, that Sydney has not had any field position at all.
Brookville 26 and a 14 third quarter. Here's a fake in the offensive backfield. Heron slings it up the field to the 23. A miraculous catch by Sydney. Don't know how Heron got it away. Fairly accurately coming back for the football on the play was Harris for Sydney. Very, very good catch, but Tippecanoe was on his back. Yeah. Tackle at the 23, fourth down, and still about 7 or 8 yards to go for a first down, and Flynn has got to kick. I think this is punt number 4 in the second half. Oh, it's a fake by Sydney, and the Yellow Jackets run it to the 24. They gain a yard, 5 or 6 short of a first down, and Tip takes over.
I don't mind the play.
Nope. Don't either. Worth a try. It just wasn't disguised well enough, and I tell you what, Tip was not aloof.
Oh, no. I'll tell you what, they were there.
Tippecanoe was sharp, smelled it out, thought it could happen. And the Red Devils set up shop at the 24-yard line of Sydney. 9:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. 27-13, Tippecanoe in the lead. Two receivers flanked wide left for Liam Peronsky, who's had a very good second half. Hands it off on the play to Xavier Jones. He hunts for an opening to the left and cuts it back at the point of attack at the 25 and darts down to the 20-yard line. Miles Vordemark in there on the hit for Sydney along with Griffin Moore. Second down, 6 for Tippecanoe. Line of scrimmage just inside the 20 of Sydney. Peronsky calls his own number. Look at him go. Outside right end, flattened down at the 16. He was ambushed on the play by the Yellow Jackets. Looks like 20-something or other from the secondary. It wasn't 30, Vordemark. Nonetheless, Tip runs it. Line of scrimmage, 15-yard line. And Xavier Jones, he's hunting for an opening. He's got a crack, and he bursts through it to the 11-10, charging down to about the 6. Goal to go, Sydney. Xavier Jones running with a purpose here on this drive for Tippecanoe. Quick snap. Peronski, lines may not have been set. 5-yard penalty coming up against Tip. 8:17 to go in the fourth quarter. 27-13 in favor of Tippecanoe.
The Yellow Jackets last week didn't play a good first half and played a really good second half. Tonight they played a really good first half. Their second half has been terrible.
You're right, Chuck. Just the reverse from 1 week ago. Outstanding defensive game in the first half. Miles Vordemark was exceptional. Solid team defense by Sydney through the first two quarters. Penalties and field position have just put Sydney's backs against the wall in the second half. Here's a toss sweep to the left. It goes on the play to Liette, the man in the slot. And Sydney stretches it out at the 9-yard line. They make the tackle across the way. Thought he got out of bounds. Clock continues to run. 7:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. 27-13 Tippecanoe. It sets up a second and goal from the 9 for Tip. Inside handoff. Jones tries to bounce it. Angles down inside the 5. Forward progress. 3-2. Didn't get in. Third and goal, Tippecanoe. Well, points here by Tip. And it's a 3-score game and just about out of reach for Sydney.
Yeah, absolutely.
7:10 to go in the fourth. Tip to the line of scrimmage. Hand off to Jones. Weaving. 2-1. In for the score. Xavier Jones cracks over left guard. 7 minutes to go. 33-13 Tippecanoe. It's been a tale of two halves for Sydney, like last week, but as Chuck noted a moment ago, very poor second half for Sydney here tonight. Penalties and field position have really rocked Sydney and given Tip a big advantage. Give the Red Devils credit. They have taken advantage. Jackson Cleather, PAT try, booms it, good. Well, what a weapon for Tip. They get inside the 30-yard line, Chuck, all year long.
Yep.
They've got points.
Absolutely.
7:03 to go in the fourth, 34-13 Tippecanoe, which has blown this wide open on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S. health.com/radio, or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
Well, like usual, Jackson Cleather smacks the kickoff through the end zone. He drilled it. The wind at his back. He powered that one off the gridiron. And Sydney starts first and 10 from his 25. Yellow Jackets have done absolutely zero here in the second half of this game.
No, I mean, it's hard to fault the defense because the offense has really put them in jeopardy the entire second half.
Yes, very good point. Well, for many years now, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in this area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance needs. Representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. phone, 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Player shaken up down in the field at the 20. Running play on first and 10 for Sydney results in a minus one.
Sydney has 41 yards in the second half, total offense.
Timeout called, 6:51 to go, 34-13 Tippecanoe on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, after the timeout break, a running play by Sydney results in 0-0. Boy, the Tippecanoe defense has played a stellar second half, Chuck.
They've negated Sydney's ability to be quicker by not letting anything get to the outside.
Nope. So a couple of running plays since Sydney took over. Nothing doing. Third and about 9.5 to go for Sydney. From inside its own 21, a lot of time in the huddle, down to 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 34-13 Tippecanoe. Tucker Heron, the quarterback, takes the snap at the 15, throws up the right side of the field, outside the hash, inside the numbers, caught at the 32-yard line. Good run after catch by Reynolds. He dashes to the 35-40, spilled at the 43. Good play, Tucker Heron to Sam Reynolds. First down, Sydney, 48 of the Yellow Jackets, or I should say 43-yard line. Here comes Sydney to the line of scrimmage. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter, 34-13 Tip. Handoff, offensive backfield, Heron, I think to Harris. Cracks right guard, picked up four, stood up, 47-yard line. This defense for Tippecanoe has raised its level of play in the second half. Nose guard Christian Hartman, defensive tackles Trevor Silcox and Eli Moore, linebackers DJ Martin, Blake Thompson, Josh Dietz, and Kale Liette. Josh Dietz has been very good defensively and when he's had the chance on offense too. Free safety Carson Robbins, Andrew Owen, strong safety, corners Maddox, Savon, and Peyton Bay have been stellar. We've got a penalty against Tip.
It looks like illegal participation. They must have had 12 out there defensively.
Dead ball foul. A couple of penalties late in the game against Tip when the outcome is pretty well decided.
Yep.
5:24 to go. 34-13 Tippecanoe running away with this one with a splendid second half.
Maybe they've been playing with 12 players and didn't count them, so that's why they're playing better defense.
Sydney's first time over the 50 in the final two quarters. Short drop by Heron, dishes to Spradling at the 38, run after catch to the 33. He's belted right there. Very good tackle on the play by Andrew Owen, O-E-N, pronounced Owen, of Tippecanoe. Owen knocked him down. Short advance of four, second and six, Sydney, at the Tippecanoe 33. Down to 4:49 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-13 Tip. Slot right, misdirection. Martez Harris, gang tackled, rallying to the ball, white shirts, met, down he goes at the 36. He lost a yard or two. third down and 7 or 8 to go for a first down for Sydney. We're down near the 4-minute mark. Each team with 3 timeouts to go. This is when Sydney needs its hurry-up offensive attack, Chuck. A little too much time in the huddle.
Yeah, they're taking a little time. I think maybe down 3 scores. They're just not feeling like they're coming back.
Handoff on the play to Harris. Harris charges to the line of scrimmage, slides through an opening, carves out a few yards down to about the 33, 4-down territory, 4th down and 6 to go for Sydney. Inside the 35 of Tip with 3:45 to go in the 4th quarter. And the Red Devils lead it 34-13. And we've got a timeout called. Chuck will keep it right here and let our listeners know all about Steve and Ted's and Barker Insurance. As we mentioned earlier, Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, represents firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. Number one is Barker Insurance, that's for sure.
Wind direction's changed a little bit.
Yep, instead of out of the northeast, it's out of the east-southeast.
Yep.
Stephen, Ted's, and Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Stephen, Ted's in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for years to come. Sydney throwing on 4th and 6. Heron near hash mark, 29-yard line. Catch is good for Sydney. Spradling on the reception, enough for a first down. Sydney keeps the drive alive with 3:25 to go here in the 4th quarter. 2 receivers wide right. Heron takes the snap off the ground. Look in pass, complete. Tackle made immediately at the 18-yard line. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at Stephen Ted's started Stephen Ted's way back in 2002, quickly building a great reputation for quality products and affordable prices. We'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Here's a throw right side of the field by Sydney. It's a missed tackle at the 13-yard line. Catch is good. Short run after catch right at the 10. Goal to go, Yellow Jackets, who are down 34-13 with 2:50 left here in the 4th quarter. Sydney huddling up. Nope, a timeout is called by, I think, Tip perhaps.
Yep.
Don't forget, Steve and Ted's in Anna, your local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. Flexible finance options available at Steve and Ted's. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Stephen Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, and proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. 2:50 left. Goal to go, Sydney. Tippecanoe 10. Sydney trails 34-13. Here's a look-in pass at the 7. Zigzag move after the reception. Run down to the 5-yard line. Goal to go, Sydney. Gain of 5. Second and goal from that spot. 2 receivers to the left. Heron gives on the play to Harris, twisting, turning, might have been decked short of the line of scrimmage.
It was close.
3rd and goal. 2:15 to go here in the fourth. Yellow Jackets get a timeout, or somebody does. Maybe it's Tip.
They tried to sub, and I don't think he was going to get off the field, so they got a timeout to save him.
Right. 2:10 left. Tippecanoe up by 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Sydney Yellow Jackets, third and goal from the 7, in sweep to the right. Ball carrier inside the 5, near the pylon. He's cracked out of bounds at about the 1-foot line. Not sure if that was Spradling on the dash for Sydney. Almost got in, very close.
Yep.
Did not quite make it. That was a third and goal play, Chuck. Now it is fourth and goal from the 2-foot line. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. 34-13, Tip in the lead.
Troy had made a little bit of a comeback, but the Xenia just scored again. It's 43-20 now. Always thought they should have changed their name to the Xenia Tornadoes, but nobody ever listened
to
them.
Wow, Brookville crushing Anna.
Yeah, boy.
And Coldwater still leads Bell Fountain by 14 points in the fourth. Graham over Minster by 6 in the fourth. 26-21, Versailles over Fort Loramie in the fourth. Getting late there. Getting late here, 2:04 to go. Goal to go, Sydney on the 1. Back in a moment plus for Sydney's play at the 1-yard line on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Sydney striving for an academic touchdown. Heron to throw for it. Middle of the field, under the crossbar, no good. Incomplete. Fourth and 1, curious play call. Sydney
wasn't even one. It was fourth and about a foot.
Right. Sydney goes up top inside the 1-yard line and misses connection and turns it over with 1:59 to go. Three of the returning starters for the Yellow Jackets, 3 of the 6 or 7 returning starters are on the offensive line. Brennan Barnes, Hayden Cottrell, and Thomas Seibert. But Sydney threw it there, did not convert. Sydney shut out in the second half, blanked.
Looks like the Patriots play, or the Seahawks play when they threw the interception on the goal line.
Oh, I remember that.
Yep. Me too, I loved it.
Well, Tippecanoe takes over inside its 1. The quarterback, Liam Peronsky, is 5 yards deep in his end zone. And behind his offensive line, he bullies his way to about the 6. Offensive line for Tip has been very good, especially in the second half.
They played a very good second half.
Yep. A little shoddy, inconsistent first 2 quarters for sure. Sydney had the lead 13-10 at the halftime, but 3 touchdowns, a field goal by Tip, unanswered by Sydney in the final 2 quarters. But all Red Devils in the 3rd and 4th, no question. Peronsky will take the snap at his 1 with 1:20 left in the 4th quarter, 2nd and 5, Tippecanoe. long cadence by Peronski.
The play clock.
Play clock got fouled up.
I think so, because they're getting a long time back there.
Yeah, play clock is at 20, and it should be at zero. Play clock is starting to wind down now, and Peronski takes a half an hour and then takes the snap, hands it off, Tip runs it to the 8. Offensive line for Tip, stellar. Center, Gordon Haas. Guards, Eli Moore and Nathan Weaver. Tackles, Luke Catrone and Jackson Smith. Boy, they paved the way for Peronski and Xavier Jones here in the final two quarters. And my, was that a beautiful touchdown pass. Middle of the second half to Liette. Great bomb by the quarterback. Peronski to Evan Liette. That was a clutch play, well-designed, executed beautifully. And that turned the tide in this game, plus all of Sydney's penalties in that flag-riddled third quarter. And lo and behold, Tip may have fumbled the ball. Out of the left flat, it's coughed up, it's on the ground. Sydney scoops it up, and the Yellow Jackets run it in for a token gift score in the final 10 seconds of the game. Who would have thought? Well, Tip got a bit careless, and I'm sure head coach Matt Burbacher will talk about that a little bit this week.
Well,
play the game to the final horn. Sydney going for the kick after touchdown to make it a 34-20 game. It's 34-19. Good snap from center. Kick is away by Flynn, and it is good. Long snapper, Miles Vordemark hiked it back to Kevin Marcus. He put it down, and Flynn smacked it through. 8 seconds to go. Unusual late touchdown by Sydney, which scooped up a fumble by Tip along the line of scrimmage at the 9, and Sydney ran it in. 34-20. Final few ticks coming up in a moment. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
And the Sydney kickoff with 8 seconds to go is run by Tip from its own 10 back up to around the 30-yard line. 3 seconds on the clock. The official will wind it up as Tip presents the football to its center, and that will do it. Sydney with a very poor second half this week, very poor first half in week one. They give it to Tippecanoe. Boy, the Red Devils played hard and very well in the final two quarters, executing beautifully. It's going to be a 34-20 final. Tippecanoe next week is home to Vandalia Butler, which was beating Fairborn tonight. Meanwhile, Sydney is on the road at Greenville, which was taking it on the chin at last report against Stebbins. Sydney 0-2, Tippecanoe 2-0. The teams meet at midfield. Tale of two halves for Sydney tonight as the Red Devils come away with a 34-20 triumph over Sydney. Back to wrap it up in a couple of minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Sydney Yellow Jackets are beaten tonight by Tippecanoe 34-20. Sydney with three offensive touchdowns in 2 weeks. Kickoff return for a score last week. Fumble recovery in the final 8 seconds of this game tonight. Very academic touchdown. Sydney's offense inconsistent. Was in a hole second half entirely. Just far, far too many penalties. And when you're running plays from inside your 20, 15-yard line the whole second half just about, Chuck,
right,
you've compromised the playbook.
Well, what you've done is you've taken your advantage, which is your quickness on the sides,
yep,
and had to run between the tackles. The other thing is their penalties bad. Their penalties happened at least three that I remember on first downs that got brought back because of holding.
Yep. Let's take a look at some stats, highlights, and who are our Clancy stars of this game.
Well, 264 total yards for the Yellow Jackets. He was 16-26 throwing the ball for 188 yards, a touchdown, an interception. Not a bad night.
Right.
On the other side, 263 total yards for Tip City. They were 7-15 throwing it for 126. One touchdown, one interception. They turned it over twice, and Sydney turned it over one time. I'm going to go with Jackson Keither, and I'm going to go with Liam Peronsky for Tip. And then the other side, Miles Vordemark. And I think I'm going to go with Sam Reynolds for his great touchdown catch.
Yep.
So those are my two Clancy's players of the game.
Very, very good selections. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
I say you can make Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, a spot on the way home tonight. They've got a full menu, pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings at Meyer's in Botkins, 303 North Main. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. We're proud to be a local casual hangout. Welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. And to close out our advertising sponsorships tonight, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike and Jackson Center, and a new location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in just a few days. Like the Pro Hardware stores on Facebook. And at your local Pro Hardware stores, get big savings always on DeWalt power tools. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his stores in Jackson Center and Greenville on scoresbroadcast.com. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Next week on scoresbroadcast.com, we hope we have the radio station back as our partner. New ownership, congratulations, new local ownership at WMVR 105.5 FM. Streaming soon, perhaps in the month of September, and a new music format just around the corner. And we hope back on board with the radio station as an on-air partner next Friday. St. Henry is at Anna. Anna got blown out tonight by Brookville.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, but hey, we, you know, we'll go see the Rockets, and maybe we'll bring them some good luck. And you want to talk about Sydney for a second?
Yes.
Everything that you watch tonight is correctable. So, I mean, it's not like they went, oh, geez, we were just outmanned and out-talented. No, they made too many mistakes in crucial situations. That can be corrected. That's a dangerous football team.
Yeah, you make some very good points, Chuck. The talent, the athleticism, the skill is there at positions on the team where those things need to be, that's for sure.
Yep.
We've seen Tucker Heron improve at quarterback over the first 2 weeks of the year, and we know what this Vordemark-led defense can do. He guided them to a special first half of play here tonight and a much better ending to the game last week against Bell Fountain.
Yep.
Bottom line is Sydney's got to avoid mistakes and penalties and put together two halves of good football.
Right. Until they do that, it's going to be a long season.
Next week, it is St. Henry at Anna, 6:25 airtime on Friday night. Don't forget, now tomorrow night, we're right back here.
I'm just staying here. I'm going to leave everything hooked up.
Okay. Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, hosts us again tomorrow night. New Bremen at Lehman Catholic. Both teams 1-0. New Bremen thumped Lehman last year. It's a Lehman team which is coming off a season-opening victory at Lima Perry, 26-6. Perry routed Lehman 1 year ago. Lehman's got some veterans back. Quarterback Donovan O'Leary returns. The defense performed exceedingly well.
O'Leary's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he sure is. And the defense was exceedingly good last week against Perry, holding the Lima team to one touchdown. It came in the second half. Again, airtime tomorrow night, 6:25 for New Bremen and Lehman Catholic, which is guided by new first-year head coach Chris Cash. who's had coaching experience in a number of programs in the area, including Wayne, Brookville, Tri-County North, then Bethel.
So well, the fact he was at Wayne
yes.
tells me that he's got some knowledge.
Indeed. For Chuck McBee on Stats Color On-Site Engineering, for our entire ScoresBroadcast.com audience tonight, Jack Kramer saying good evening from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where Tippecanoe has beaten Sydney 34-20.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.